Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The truth. We take Jesus and we wrap him around our reproductive organs.
Yes.
And it's Jesus who's speaking to us to take his healing gospel to this generation and to do it now.
Good, good.
How do you do? Mr. Carl Lindley feels it would be a little unkind to present this picture without just a word of friendly warning. We are about to unfold the story of Frankenstein, a man of science who sought to create a man after his own image.
Joe.
Without reckoning upon God.
God.
It's one of the strangest tales ever told. He deals with the two great mysteries of creation.
No, life, God.
And death. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to listen. We've warned you.
Good. Good. No good.
Scout Floyd here, reminding you to stay tuned this Saturday night for Monster Chiller Horror Theater. We got a scary one for you this week, believe me. We have a real good one, one of the scariest movies ever made. This is going to give you goosebumps. On your goosebumps, it's going to be so scary. So why don't we take a look at some scenes from it?
Slinky, the toy from hell.
You see that? That slinky thing? Oh, wasn't that scary? I told you to give you goosebumps with the thing. It's turning right over time after time. Can you believe those things? Eating people up and everything. Be sure to watch this Saturday night. I'm sure you'll have lots of things to scream about. Oh! Saturday night, Monster Killer Horror Theater.
In the name of Jesus, we create the eardrums. Yay! Amen. Say it, amen. Amen.
I hear you, but I can't understand.
You don't know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Well, say it.
You asked me if I knew what you said.
Well, that's what I said. You ready to be healed?
Yeah.
Ooh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen.
Hello. I'm William Castle, the producer of I Saw What You Did. I'm happy to join the management of this theater in personally inviting you to attend a special world premiere of I Saw What You Did at this theater. There will be celebrities, lights, and plenty of excitement. Everything for a gala premiere in the glamorous Hollywood style. Oh, and another thing, and this is important. I will be at this theater with my Hollywood cameraman to give everyone an opportunity to be in the movies. By that I mean, you will be interviewed and photographed as we do with the Hollywood stars. See you at your own premiere. I'll be looking for you. And remember, this theater will furnish seatbelts for your safety, so you won't be shot out of your seat. Don't answer it. See it.
Good.
Foul, deaf spirits come. Ow!
And remember, Ernest Ainsley didn't do it. Amen.
No good.
The thing that I love more than all is this pornographic magazine. I don't have the words to explain it. I need it. I need it one more time. Now listen carefully to me. Unless I can get Penthouse Magazine and all of our supporters, February the 26th will be the last pornographic television program
that
we will air. It's so great.
We've got a scary one for you this week, believe me. We have a real good one, one of the scariest movies ever made. This is going to give you goosebumps. On your goosebumps, it's going to be so scary. So why don't we take a look at some scenes from it?
Friend, come in. William Castle, the producer of this motion picture, has a question for you.
Do you believe in ghosts? Some people believe in them. Others do not. Personally, I do. And I feel sure that when you leave this theater, you too will believe in ghosts. Now, when you came in, you were given a special ghost viewer like this. And here's how it works. Would you please change the color of the screen? Thank you. You must only use it when the screen changes to this kind of a bluish color. Then you raise the viewer to your eyes, and you look at the screen through it. If you believe in ghosts, you look through the red part of the viewer. If you do not believe in ghosts, you look through the blue part. Would you please change the color again? Thank you. Now, when the screen resumes its normal color, like this, remove the viewer from in front of your eyes until the next time the screen becomes blue. Oh, one more thing. If someone sits down next to you during the picture, it would be helpful if you would show him or her how the viewer should be used. And remember, if you believe in ghosts, look through the red part. If you don't believe in ghosts, look through the blue. Happy haunting. Goodbye for now. Shall we go?
Good. Good.
Friend.
Good. Good.
Oh, wasn't that scary? Huh?
Bad. No good.
Friend.
Good. Good.
Friend.
You want to talk about loneliness or share a prayer request tonight? Maybe even a word of testimony, what God's been doing in your life? Frank is in New York listening over WAWZ. Thanks for calling us, Frank.
Good evening, gentleperson.
Evening, sir.
Anyway, I heard your topic about feeling alone, even alone in a crowd. And there are times when I feel alone in a crowd of one. And in my church, my pastor, Pastor Buzz Burbank, has stated on many occasions, I have taken drugs, I have imbibed in alcohol, I've had sex with women, but there's nothing like a good dose of Jesus Christ. And I was wondering if Jesus were alive today, if he would be listening to the Don and Mike show.
Well, that's a great question. Bless you.
Thank you. I think
the reality is, I think he'd be doing the kind of things he was doing in the New Testament.
Do you smell your own farts?
I'm sorry, sir. We really can't, have you using language like that on the air. And I, while we care about Frank and we pray for him, and certainly our hearts go out to him, and I'm grateful that he's involved in a church.
Celebrating,
I want to encourage folks to pray for Frank and his own loneliness and the issues that he's dealing with in his own life, and most of all that the Lord will be able to help him deal with some of the things that he needs
Lord,
to deal with.
Be more funny.
Hi there. It all should be okay, really.
Well, it's okay by now.
If you really believe in the 666 thing, right? The fact that we are still standing here doing the show,
and we haven't been called home.
We've not burst into flames. Like in Pinocchio.
Yeah, this is true. But I'm not having my baby today.
And I think that's what it would be like. That would be just like Pinocchio.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Donkeys everywhere. Hey, donkeys. You can listen to the show at the different times. And
so vain.
The show is on from 3 to 7 on the East Coast.
Right.
And it's 2 to 6 in the Midwest. 1 to 5 out in Colorado way.
Right.
And on the way to the left coast, it's noon till 4.
Came out to my yard this morning.
What?
Front lawn.
Right.
6 Rottweilers. Just looking at me.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's a magical day.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
A lot of ways.
Hello!
That we could have gone today.
Hello!
Yeah, with your traditional AC/DC. You got your Highway to Hell.
Right. What is this?
You got your Devil Inside. Mike, this is... Let me give you a hint. Hold on. Oh, my God.
What an orchestration.
Where is that tape when you need it?
What an intro.
Come in, William Castle.
Here's your hint.
Meatloaf? It's rough. It's, you know how we've been finishing each other's thoughts? It just works that way, lady.
Little thing from a little debut album called Bat Out of Hell.
That's
on CD 101A. 666, dude. Don't forget, if anyone asks you what station you listen to, you tell them Satan said that you listen. The bestiality. Hold on. What was the station yesterday? Oh, Prostate 98. That's a long-ass intro.
Sure is.
Do you hold the tissue or the kerchief or whatever you hold?
Don't let your meat low. Right out Long Lakefront, 72. You go long enough, eventually you'll hit the vote.
Yeah.
You know, perhaps this is too theatrical for our purposes.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, most of Meatloaf stuff is theatrical.
I just dig Meatloaf.
Yes,
and in some way he's very 666-ish.
Yeah, he always, you know, performed like he was possessed.
If you really like him, go see him in concert.
Okay, shut up.
That'll fix it.
He's a bat out of hell.
Well, have you seen him in concert?
Last summer.
Bad experience?
I stayed for a few songs.
Oh, really? That
yeah.
bad, huh?
Yeah. Sometimes he got lucky and finished at the same time as the band.
Now this is my wheelhouse.
Yeah. It's just a little more predictable.
But you got to work but, you know, a voice like
you know, I imagine really all over America right now, you know. All those stations were just jockeys. They're still allowed to talk over the intros.
I had a girlfriend with a voice like this.
Hey.
That's
Mike tight as a nun.
Oh.
You tease.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, we might go back to it. Hold on.
The Don and Mike Show.
5 more seconds.
Oh, we've heard that one.
They had a Channel 4 reporter at the very top of the exorcist steps here in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, big story.
Oh.
Big story for 666 Day that they sent some schmuck reporter. Was it, what's your name with the bad teeth?
No, it was a guy. It was a guy with a foreign name. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yuri?
Italian?
No, I think he was Hispanic.
Ah.
I'm not sure,
though. I thought maybe the Vatican.
I think Manuel might have been his first name.
Manuel Constantino.
But I'm
he's a good boy up at the steps. Of
Don and Mike Show.
Try not to fall.
All right, you guys into this one?
In Excess, sure. I love it.
Devil yeah. Inside.
Yeah, every single
this
one
is one of my favorite songs of
this
all time.
This might be a good 666 start.
Excellent.
Right?
Guitar!
Maybe I'd like double music.
Someone's having fun today.
I know.
Hold on, we do have that
That's
one.
That's great. I like these little snippets,
yeah.
too. This is fun.
Okay. You haven't played my favorite yet.
The Don and Mike Show.
How is this...
Magus Cliff Richard from England, okay. Devil Woman. She's a long version, everybody.
Yeah, she had evil on her mind, baby.
KFI of the Sky Temperature now, 64, our boss Angeles.
You ever seen this? That's a wimpy devil song.
I know, just played it because I don't
I had
it.
Nothing but bad luck.
A devil song everyone can agree on, even the boss.
Devil music is AC/DC.
Yeah,
there
we go. That's
well,
more like
you know, not necessarily.
The Don and Mike Show.
I always kind of consider this to be...
This is a real good one, Don.
You know, Devil...
This would be my personal favorite.
This has got that whole shrunken head thing.
Mm-hmm.
The whole shrunken head voodoo vibe to it, I think.
Pleased to meet you.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
It also has a healthy dose of motorcycle gang beating people to death flavor to it.
Yeah.
Sympathy for the devil.
Got more?
Oh, God damn.
8, oh, good, 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 good.
That's the only stone, son.
This is lots of fun. Is Satan. That the only stone, son?
Maybe.
Satan's hits. You also get it.
Right.
Yo, yo.
Run DMC. Yo, yo. Mike, I expect that look from Rob.
I know.
Not from
Sorry.
You.
I don't know what I don't know what got into me. I was just a little confused.
Can you entertain a question?
Where is it? Where's the rhythm?
Where's the melody? Oh, plenty of rhythm.
Okay, I'm sorry. Where's
the devil in here somewhere?
Here's the melody. Raising hell, right?
Not as scary, though.
Wipe that look off your puss.
Sorry.
Here's what they just...
My,
does not Peter. Work.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, people so overplayed.
Yeah,
fire. Good times. Sunny Skies Station. Sunny 93.5. It's always sunny. 93.5. Golly, if I ever find this body. Hey, Steve. I think it's Steve Winwood.
She ain't wearing red, baby.
Beep, beep, bye, bye, bo, bo, bum.
Yeah, no. Okay. All right. What do you guys think? I go for, Yeah, I go with the first instinct. I stick with Meatloaf, but I'm open to anything. Mike, what was your choice?
AC/DC.
Buzz.
I like NXS.
Rob.
Cliff Richard.
Everybody. Hey, coming. We all played the type there. We all played the type. That's
all right,
great.
Let's go to...
Hello?
Where's your retarded brother?
He's right here.
Wonder what he'll vote for.
Oh, well, that's not even fair.
Yeah, it is.
No, no, yes, it is, because his song's not in there.
Oh, okay.
He's going to have to pick one of the four that are out there.
Oh.
Oh, okay, tiebreaker.
AC/DC.
There you go, Joe. There you go.
There you go, John.
That's one of those rare moments on the show.
Thank you, Joe.
Really take note of that one.
Joe, have you dressed Tom yet?
Oh, he's all set.
The dresser.
Okay. Bye.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Is he outside?
Oh, he shouldn't be outside yet.
He is?
Is he outside already?
Yeah.
He should be in here for the interview process, for God's sake.
Oh, he wanted to come in here.
Yeah, can you fetch him, John or Joe, and please bring him inside?
And what the hell are you doing talking? The door's not even open yet.
It's the power of 666.
The power of Christ compels you.
Wow.
Hi there.
Hello.
Oh, let's open the door and let the cat with the big head in.
He's mentally retarded.
Right.
I said hell.
Hello.
Oh.
Hi. How's your
satanic ritual?
Crucifix.
Oh, great. Made some chocolate. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Badass and all the ships at sea. Hey, they deserve a good time. Dr. Hanimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Yeah. Hi, everybody. Donna Mike Show. New episode of this. Tuesday. You know it, 0606.
No!
06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
No, he's the only one. That's Buzz, and here are your phone numbers. You crazy cats. 877-365-3636. Or you can call us at 800-636-1067. And for a limited time, you can call us at 202-432-1067. You're listening on WJFK in Washington. You want to email us? Go ahead. We got a guy back there who just balls him up and tries to make up the 87 free throws in a row.
Good. Yeah, he does a good job with that.
But we do get your emails. DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's where you can hear us live on the internet. DonandMikeWebsite.com. And, oh, yes, I'm almost forgetting that you can also get us on the podcast at iTunes. Go to talk radio. Now, I'm going to have to fade this down for just a moment. Sorry about that, AC/DC fans. Because I like to start the show, as I like to start most shows, but especially today, with something from the Bible.
Thank you.
Reading?
Yep.
Should we join hands?
You'd like to, Fag. From the book of Revelation, Mike, chapter 13, verses 16 through 18.
Yeah, you just dove right in there. Call me a fag, and, you know, I'm feeling pretty satanic.
That kind of a church.
Also it causes both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or the forehead, so that no one can buy or sell who does not have the mark. That is, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. Let anyone with the understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a person. It is number 666. Thank you.
The New Testament.
Book of Revelation.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's from the real Bible.
It's real, from the New Testament, yes, not the Old Testament.
Right, the good one.
New and improved Testament.
It's, and I think it's in the 13th book or something like
chapter
that.
13,
chapter
13, Mike.
Chapter 13.
Verses 16 through 18. Book of Revelation. So, today's the crazy day.
That's why there are a lot of people that didn't want to have their babies today.
Right.
Today is the crazy day when if you followed all of the rules, much like right after 9/11 when we all bought duct tape and we all bought the plastic stuff for our windows, if you believed, and also like with Y2K, when we thought that the computers were going to shut down everything, if you were stockpiling food and everything, maybe today was your day. Maybe you bought into this particular load of crap, and today was the day. If you did on one hand, I applaud you if you did it in this regard. If you really believed that today was it, the day that everybody was checking out,
day ain't over yet.
And, well, Mike, like I said, I think we're a pretty good barometer.
Day ain't over yet.
We're here on the air.
It's not midnight yet.
Nothing's happened to us yet.
The fact that we're still here to some people would be a sign that Satan has taken over.
Yeah, but I just want to say to those of you who...
People are driving pretty crazy out there today. I just want to say that.
Lord. For those of you who have done what I would have done if I believed and went out and blew your life savings, or maybe you were in a relationship that was going nowhere and you finally had the balls to say, hey, get the frig out. I'm going to Vegas. I'm going to Tahiti. I'm going to wherever. Maybe you always wanted this Ferrari, and today's the day that...
I did blow my life savings. It wasn't intentional. Did you see the market today? I did do that. You see? That's it. Yes, it's all gone. Maybe, every bit of it.
Maybe, you know, I'm not advocating that anybody do this, but maybe you went in for a test drive with a Ferrari and just drove away with it because you figured, what the hell? By 5 o'clock today, I mean, I've seen the movie with Billy Bob Thornton and with Bruce Willis.
Now, is it 5 o'clock Eastern time that the world's supposed to end? Is that
Pacific?
Well, I would think close of business East Coast. Mike, we are an East Coast type of country.
See, I would think it would be midnight.
No, it
would
ends be in midnight. Time zone.
Greenwich Mean Time.
Yeah, no, I would say it would end by midnight, you know, West Coast time.
Close of business East Coast. I mean,
who made you that authority? Where did you get that information?
I'm going on
close.
This.
Where did you get close of business?
I'm going on this fact. I think
when the sun goes down is when we all got to really worry.
That's when things start hot.
Because that's when the demons are coming.
That's right.
Yeah, listen, if the demons were coming, they were already here.
Yeah, I mean, you believe it, and that's precisely why I was up at midnight last night looking out my window.
And if they were
and
coming.
As soon as I didn't see them, you know what I said? I said, it's fine. For now.
My primetime TV starts 3 hours earlier on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Thus, and I'm using that as my total basis for this theory,
yes.
Thus, if the end of the world does happen at close of business, it would happen on the East Coast, 5 o'clock, close of business.
All I know is I saw a woman on the news interviewed, big, huge, pregnant woman saying, not going to have the baby today, and I could just picture that baby inside of her just going, please with the voodoo! Uh-huh.
Now,
Come on!
Will it end at different times? Will it end here, and then an hour later it'll end in Cincinnati?
Rob, I think I can speak to that. Now, I know Don's going to give you his cynical take on things, yeah. But I want to say that I believe it's
factual,
going to be...
Factual, Mike. Not cynical.
You know what? Have you ever been in a stadium and seen the wave?
Yes.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
It starts in one part of the statement. It starts in one part of the stadium, and it works its way through the rest,
right.
And that's what's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
Wave across the country.
And it's going to start in one area, and then you're going to be saying, wow. And then London, Paris, Munich.
A wave of
it's going
evil.
To be everywhere.
Everybody talking
and we're
about
not, and it's
pop music.
It's going to catch us by surprise.
Sure.
Sure it is.
It's going to totally catch us by
sure
surprise.
Is
there and no way to prepare?
Listen.
Of course there's no way. How can you prepare? How can you prepare for the coming of the beast?
You cannot.
No.
And this is why, even though I know that we all know that this is total BS and total crap.
All right.
I also wanted to take a moment out to say, if today is the day, and if there's new management coming in.
Man, he always gets dibs on this. And I know exactly before you say that because we have been doing that a lot today, finishing each other's thoughts.
You know, I bet you don't know. Write down.
Right.
Let's see. Write it down if you think what I'm going to say. So the new management team coming in.
All right. I just thought you were going to say something else.
No.
Go ahead.
Write
down. I want you to say it first. To see if he's right.
I was just going to say, you know,
If today is the day,
I'm ready for a front office position.
He's lying now.
I think that's what he was going to say. Where I was going.
I thought you were going to give your whole end of the world if it happens today.
Oh, no. With Shondell? No. I was going to get to that eventually.
All right. Well, then I'm kind of right.
Eventually,
understood.
But Mike, I was starting the address by talking to the new management team.
If they are in fact
coming over and taking over, I want to say, take a good look at my resume. You know, although I have played for the other side, I'm a realist. And frankly, I think that I deserve better than entry level or being in a cage with my compadres. I deserve, and I liken this to my first job at Burger Chef. When I said I would rather work at the front counter.
Are you talking about if the satanic management takes over?
That's right. Way back in 1972, guys didn't work at the front counter at a fast food restaurant. Guys worked behind the
bench.
I broke that line.
You push forward. You're the virtual Rosa Parks of the fast food industry.
It has nothing to do with this discussion except to say, if you are taking over, I'm that type of guy. Don't put me back there making fries. Put me on the front line. I'm ready to join up with Team Best. But only if this really happens.
Right. The winning team. So what you're doing is you're covering all your bases.
Just in case.
It's nice to hear you not be cynical about this. This is a good thing.
It's practical, really.
I think this is good. This is healthy.
Team Beast.
Team Beelzebub.
So anyway, and God, just in case, you know.
DC prevails.
You get jokes.
This is funny.
Cover that base,
five.
Too.
Five for God.
But just in case the other guy wins, you know. How you doing?
You just want to make sure.
But let me just say, on behalf of everybody on the show, despite what they say, we wouldn't mind doing a radio show in hell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's worse ways to live out your life, you know, than doing a radio show in hell. I consider the fact that we've been here for 15 years.
Well, it's funny the way you use I and we. You know, you throw I in when you're asking for the front desk, and then you throw we in when you say we wouldn't mind doing a show in hell. I don't want to burn in hell.
Because frankly, I believe that if push came to shove, and today was the day, that, you know, if Satan came down, was wearing a nice suit,
right,
and made you a nice business offer, I'm sure if he said to you, Mike, would you rather, you know, be down there and toil with everybody else and you know, and just bang on rocks with big sticks? Or would you like to do, like, the morning show on Hell FM?
I'd love to do that, and also I could see myself working in recruitment. You know, I'd like to take some of the other souls that haven't been locked up yet and perhaps do that.
I've already started recruiting, actually.
There you are.
Yeah.
You've already, Mike, you found your place in management already.
Yes, I have.
A recruiter.
Head of recruiting. Hi, how are you? Because, well, you know, what am I? But really, a raconteur. You know, and I can I can go out a la Alan Hale and you know, have conversations with people and
it really
just
thank
like,
you for remembering Alan Hale.
Just like the skipper.
If we start to broadcast from hell, how will we know it's different from WJFK?
Right, I kind of made that point.
Yeah.
Same thing.
We're experienced.
But thank you for remembering Alan Hale's restaurant.
Yes.
I do think about that with your place.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Frida and I had just gotten to Los Angeles, 1980. Just gotten married, just got to L.A., got my big break out there. we're driving around looking for a fancy place to eat. We have no money. And we see Alan Hale's restaurant.
Oh, that's right.
Off Melrose
Boulevard.
Isn't it called
Skipper's?
I don't know what it was, but it,
right.
But the sign outside was a life preserver that had Alan Hale's face inside.
That's great, just like on the show.
The skipper from Gilligan's Island.
Sure.
So we went in and we sat down and had a little booth and we were having dinner. And goddamn, if he doesn't start walking around the place.
Oh, that's great.
Working the room.
Now, you know, we'd been in Los Angeles for maybe 2 days, really. And we were like, oh my God, I said, that's the skipper.
This is great.
And he was slightly bombed. And came over and, you know, Frida was a good-looking woman back then, you know, she was her whole life, and kind of pawned on her, you know, fawned on her a little bit, and spilly a bottle of wine.
Really? Oh, red wine?
Yeah, red wine.
Oh, boy.
He did? He spilled it?
By the captain, yes. Yeah. The captain.
Yeah.
So we got a free
was
bottle
of wine. Was
he
wearing the blue shirt, the blue sports shirt?
No, he was wearing he was wearing a blazer.
A blazer.
He was wearing a blazer.
No cap.
You know, much like, I'm sure that, like, the uniform you sometimes wear to your joint.
My blue blazer, my gray flannels?
You do wear the cap.
Skipper.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, you know, you wouldn't wear a Don and Mike shirt into your joint, would you?
Maybe.
It was a nice shirt.
No. Okay.
I mean, no, I mean, if I had one, if there was one on or something, like a T-shirt, you know, I've worn, you know, logoed T-shirts in there, you know, a couple of times. I'm not too proud, but I don't wear it like as a uniform.
Well, I
get bombed and I work the room.
That's good.
What I was saying was Alan Hale didn't walk around.
I've spilled drinks.
Dressed as a skipper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. But I don't have a uniform like he did because I wasn't on TV.
How about you? If Satan takes over, you're in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I want to join the USO.
You want to perform?
Yeah.
Satan's USO?
Yeah, well, I mean, for the troops, the Minions.
What kind of tap were we talking about today, Rob? What kind of tap is that?
Oh, high-energy jazz tap.
High-energy jazz tap dancing.
Very snappy.
And Buzz, what do you say? Are you going to get on your knees for Belzebub, or are you going to stand up?
Like I said, I may already be in the employ. I feel that I've already recruited some people, and I know I can do more.
You know,
I could be one of your best earners.
He's doing sex talk. You know that. That's exactly what he's doing. He's doing the sex talk there.
I know.
That's part of it. Yeah.
That's part of the deal. You know what he will be? Satan's pimp.
Hello.
Hi.
Don and Mike show.
Hi. I heard about you talking playing songs earlier about the Tender Around Hell and Satan.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, there's one song that I know about, one called Running with the Devil by Van Halen.
Yes, yes, we're familiar with
you
that.
Thought of that one.
Good tunage.
Well, I didn't hear you play it earlier.
No,
it's because we didn't.
Okay, well, maybe you're on, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, well.
Why? Would it be important to you?
No, I just said you were playing songs like A Devil Inside, Devil Inside.
Tell me something. Tell me something.
The
theme. Tell me something. When Satan takes over today, if he does, and now we have a theory that will happen at on the East Coast at 6 o'clock, 6:06.
Oh, that's
06.
Right. Yeah. 6:06.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, okay.
Here's the question. When Satan takes over, are you willing to get on your knees, for Belzebub?
I don't know. I probably not.
Probably not.
You are not.
So you're not going to. You're not going to join Satan's service.
I'm Catholic.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow. So you're not going to go to the other side. But aren't some of Satan's minions fallen angels?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah, we can fix that Catholic.
You got to look at it like this. What if it's a takeover? It's a hostile takeover. What can you do?
But doesn't the Bible say that Jesus and his angels would triumph over Satan?
Yeah, I believe you could find it in there somewhere.
But the Bible doesn't go up to June 6, 2006.
Sure, they're going to paint it that way.
It doesn't have to be specific.
Jesus as far
says
as I can
only
tell.
The Father knows when the end of the age will come.
Ooh, here we go.
They've not updated the Bible since, when's the last, like 5 years ago is the last new one that I saw.
Right about when The Apprentice came out.
That's right.
That's the one you got.
The Trump edition.
You know, the Bible that has pictures and everything. Mm-hmm. That's like up to date with current events, that even has American Idol in it.
Do you believe in all this 666 stuff?
No, I don't think so. But I do. But just in case.
I do.
Well.
Just in case what? What would you like to say?
Well, there's one example that the devil may be winning. A movie called The Da Vinci Code, based on a book.
Uh-huh. What movie are you talking about?
Do tell, I've not heard of that.
The Da Vinci Code, written by Dan Brown.
Yeah. You ever heard of that, Mike?
Is that like an? I know Leonardo da Vinci's an artist. Is that like an art book?
No, it's a. It's just that my minister. He was doing a.
I thought you were Catholic.
Calling, yeah.
I thought you were Catholic.
Oh yeah, my priest. I'm sorry.
Your priest.
It's my priest. He was doing a...
I never heard of that book.
Oh. Well, what was the bestseller?
Who wrote it? John Grisham?
No, Dan Brown.
Dan Brown.
Who's Dan Brown?
He was a writer. He was... I mean, his book is in the...
So what do you think, ma'am, what do you think's going to happen today?
Nothing.
Yeah.
You know what's a good movie is The Breakup. Did you see that movie?
I'm afraid not.
That's good.
Yeah.
Terrific movie. Adam Sandler.
No, Vince Vaughn.
Oh.
Drew Barrymore.
No, I'm afraid I don't watch movies much. I don't go to movie theaters.
Oh, directed by Mr. Ron Howard.
That was The Da Vinci Code.
Are you really? We've never heard of this thing. Is it a cult? Does it have a cult underground following? This Da Vinci
painting
Code
cult.
Be left behind. That's the one about the. It's a series of books that tell about the rapture, the Antichrist.
So nothing's going to happen, in your opinion, today. Is there anything happening in the near future that you're aware of?
Must be an art film.
Nah,
not a wide release.
So I'm afraid not.
Yeah. Well, then there's nothing really to worry about then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I don't know. Maybe Molly Shannon or something.
Molly Shannon. What I picture.
Yeah.
The glasses. Catholic. You know, when she's wearing the glasses and playing that.
Yeah.
Sister, with Mary Catherine.
Are you wearing that plaid skirt right now?
No.
What are you wearing right now?
Shorts and a t-shirt.
I think she probably looks like JP too. Like our dearly departed Pope. As a celebrity, I think she most resembles.
Celebrity, I most resemble.
Do you have any, is there anything on your t-shirt besides, like, lunch? Is there a...
No, I'm afraid not. Nothing's printed.
Are you wearing your rosary, my darling?
No, I'm not.
What do you do for a living, my sweet?
I work for Goodwill.
Oh, for Goodwill. So that's a noble cause. You're helping others.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
You ever steal from Goodwill?
No,
that would be wrong.
You ever see a thing come through so nice, you just got to take it home yourself?
No, never? I never took anything.
Good for
never.
You.
No.
You never roll any of the drunks that come in there?
No, I don't see. I don't see any drunks at Goodwill.
Exactly. What's the best item that ever came in on your watch to Goodwill?
Designer clothes like Tommy Hilfiger.
Uh-huh. Oh, Hilfiger.
All right. You know, Satan runs the entire Salvation Army thing. That's all part of Satan's deal. They're all just fronts for Satan.
I don't think so.
You think so?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
You know, we've got a devil out in front of the studio today. Do you know what his name is?
Tommy something?
Tommy something.
Tom Galvin?
Gavin.
I listened to your program yesterday.
I have one last question for you, ma'am. Does your phone have very big buttons?
No, it's one of those cordless phones.
One of those cordless
phones.
Very
nice.
They work really well.
Don't think. Goodwill.
Yeah,
don't think we don't remember.
Do you have any words of wisdom for us on this 666?
No, I'm afraid not.
Well, we're playing your Van Halen as an instant request for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is all for you.
Thank you. Were
you a good student?
Yeah. I was a good student. I went to public school.
Public school. When did you pop that cherry?
I couldn't hear you.
What was the answer?
She couldn't hear you, Don.
When did you pop your cherry?
You mean my virginity? I never did.
Oh, you're a virgin.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, I'm just looking for the right guy.
You're right.
The seal has never been broken?
So you really are a good Catholic.
Uh-huh.
Great Catholic.
So that's a smooth hymen?
Are you? Are you dating anyone currently?
Well, no, I'm not in any relationship right now.
Look like a G.I. Joe down there?
What?
You got all the working parts, I hope?
You're healthy?
No.
No?
How old are you, my sweet?
32.
32 and still a virgin. Have you come close to finding the man of your dreams?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, dear.
Oh, he's out there.
Have you explored
yourself? No, I'm afraid not.
Have you even explored the possibilities of a loofah in the bathtub, if you know what I'm talking about?
Or
use loofah, but no, I'm
or a simple faucet.
No.
Yeah. Have you ever experienced the pleasure known as the end of sex?
I'm afraid not.
And there has not been a man in your life that would have come close to being like your boyfriend?
No, I'm afraid not.
And why would that be, do you think?
I don't go out often.
Yeah. You don't go out often?
Has anybody even gotten close to getting inside that garage?
No, I'm afraid not.
Yeah. Right. Is it because your standards are too high?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. But it sounds to me like you might want to find a boyfriend.
Well, maybe, but...
Maybe not.
Who knows?
You're creepy sounding, and maybe you sound like the type of lady that will grow up alone with 8,000 cats, and...
So, we haven't asked about cats.
Yeah. Do you own any?
I have no cats.
No cats.
No cats.
No cats. Live by yourself?
Any lizards?
Live by my parents would be close enough.
Okay, you live with your parents?
Mm-hmm.
Any reptiles? Yeah. Any pets at all?
Would a dog count?
Oh, sure. A dog count, sure, okay. Sure. That's nice to have a dog. That's relatively okay.
Do you have any religious statues in your house?
No.
Okay.
You do not.
She was slow to answer, though.
Well, what is your favorite song by the band Kiss?
I guess that song from the, I Was Made to Love You, I guess?
I Was Made to Loving You, Baby.
Awesome.
Do you have a favorite saint?
I guess Teresa.
So Mother Teresa, she's not a saint yet, is she?
No,
is she?
No, there's another saint. Oh, Saint Teresa of
Saint Therese?
Avila.
You know, I like Saint Nicholas.
Oh, yeah, Santa Claus, right?
Yes, wonderful. Right.
Do your shoes have Velcro straps?
What?
You do not have Velcro straps on your shoes.
No.
What is your favorite band of all time?
I don't know.
Calm down. Just take a deep breath. Calm down. We're not trying to stress you out here.
Who do you like?
Just take a deep breath and tell us, what's your favorite music.
I like alternative music.
Did you say alternative?
Well, I like your show, too.
Oh, you like... Thank you. God bless you.
Have you ever thought of what it must be like to be with a man? Wouldn't it be great if it happened today on this 666 day?
I don't think it's going to happen today.
Would you be afraid if you met the man of your dreams today?
Yeah, on this very day.
I don't think I'm at home, so...
Can you please state, please be stating your dream date? If you could pick any man in the world, movie star...
Yeah, you can use a movie star as an example. The type of guy you want.
Who's your dream guy?
I don't know. Someone who can tolerate me, I guess.
Come on, honey.
No, you're selling yourself short.
Oh. I don't think she is. Pick a celebrity, honey. Just pick a celebrity you like.
I'm afraid. I don't know. I mean, I'm not into this whole Hollywood celebrity thing.
Well, what kind of a guy would you like?
Well, he doesn't have to be handsome. Who can, tolerate me and my
clothes
and
all that. All right,
I'd say it's Rob Schneider.
Okay, so Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider, Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo. Let's say that today you run into on the street.
I just run to say hi to him. Then
hold on, hear me out. And you find that instant electricity. Your eyes meet his, and you know you have met your soulmate.
Well, we don't know if that's your soulmate because she hasn't really even described the type of guy she's looking for.
I just want to get to one spot. I'm sorry to monopolize. Mm-hmm. We all want to jump on top of her. Not literally, of course. If you met your dream guy today on 666. And you knew in your heart that it was right to try and break the seal.
I'm afraid not. Not on a first date.
But what if it was someone spectacular like Keanu Reeves?
No, I'm afraid not.
George Clooney?
No.
No, because you'd stick to your guns.
Yes.
What if it was Bill Clinton?
No.
Third date? Good question. Third date?
No.
Not until
my wedding night.
Wedding night?
I see.
Wedding night.
Of course, that's why she's still, sticking to her guns here.
Okay.
I don't think in any way she would be affected by the devil.
No. Well,
I think, you know what I think? I think that she'd be an outstanding slave for the devil.
You think so?
I think so.
Really?
Because what you want is something like this, Mike.
You want somebody that's pure.
You can
clean,
mold. And...
A clean slate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Her mind is not...
It would be a battle of wills, though.
Her mind is not cluttered with issues. Her mind is... Right there. Her mind is as smooth as everything else. Her mind is as unused as her vagina.
That's,
Well, I don't want to monopolize your time.
Have you ever seen the movie Little Nicky?
No, but I heard of it.
With Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
I think it's almost like
You're preaching to a choir of about 10 people now, aren't you?
like the movie is about Satan's
Yeah,
son.
I heard about it.
Little Nicky.
Yeah, I heard of it.
Will you be going to see The Omen, the new Omen?
No.
Don't like scary movies?
Yeah.
What's your favorite movie?
I don't know. Favorite movie?
Bells of St. Mary's?
No, it would be Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home.
Star Trek IV,
The Voyage Home. That's a good
one. You're a Shatner fan.
No, I'm just like the ideals of Star Trek.
Who's your favorite Star Trek character?
I don't know.
Come on, pick one.
I don't know. Probably the woman who plays Captain Janeway.
Janeway.
What if she approached you today on this special day? And you
no, I'm
realize...
afraid not. I'm not into that.
No,
not into that.
No. What if Satan ordered you to do that?
I would rather die than do that.
What if Satan said to you, "Look, there's Kate Mulgrew,
no.
right there,
no,
Janeway
no.
from Star Trek."
No. No, I would just say...
Go now, do it.
Inspiration
do it.
Devour her. I said I would... You're an inspiration to women everywhere, and that's
devour
all.
Devour her.
No.
The power of Christ compels you.
She's not giving in.
No.
Not giving in, not at all.
No.
Listen to that. Stood up to you, you know?
Sure.
I give her a round of applause.
Yeah. Woman over here can be...
Stuck to your guns.
Oh, nothing.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have fun being on the show?
Yeah, well, you probably want to continue your show. I don't want to mess with your time.
You've been delightful.
You're wonderful.
Thank you.
You really have been delightful. We've enjoyed every minute you've been on the show.
Thank you. And me too. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye now.
Bye now.
What was that last part? Wow. What did she say?
You too, and bye.
She was something. She's leaving.
Power of Christ compels you, Mike.
You don't get many calls like that on normal days.
Not nearly enough.
Don Mike Show, hello.
Not nearly enough.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, yes, what do you have to say?
Howdy.
Don and Mike, it's Kamel.
Oh, Kamel.
Yes.
Oh, now listen, we should say when Mike and I started out together 20 years ago, this guy Kamel had a T-shirt shop.
He did?
Right down the street from the radio station we worked at.
You're not in that business anymore, are you, Kamel?
No, I own a flower shop 15 years now.
Now, Kamel? Right.
Yes.
Seems odd.
And listen, you're coming to the... where are you going to be at in Silver Spring?
Well, we're not coming to Silver Spring. We're moving to Rockville.
Rockville?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Kamel, I find it wonderful that you called, yet somehow in my soul troubling that you chose this day to call. Why did you choose 666?
I chose 666 because it's a bad day.
Have you been having a bad day, Kamel?
No. No.
Are you calling us and asking about our move? Because we'll be closer to you, and perhaps when we get to our location, there will be a tray of pita bread and hummus waiting for us?
Pita bread, hummus, and something else.
Something else.
Oh, wow.
And, Mike,
yes.
I got to go visit your restaurant.
Please, Kamel.
You should.
And identify yourself when you get there.
Of course, I will.
I'll be greeting tables in my skipper's outfit.
You know, Don, I used to listen to you when you were a WPGC.
Yes, thank you, Kamel. Kamel, when Satan makes his presence known tonight...
Uh-huh.
At 6:06?
Yes. 06. Will you kneel before him and accept him?
No, he's not coming.
What? And do you have some inside information, Kamel?
Not coming.
He's not coming tonight.
What if he does show up, though? What if he does? Will you be willing to get down on your knees and show him the proper respect?
No, I'm going to the mosque.
Are you going to the mosque?
That sounds like a safe place.
I'm going to the mosque. He won't be there. He's not allowed there.
That's right.
He won't be allowed there.
Well, that's what you think.
Yep. Well, you know, Don and Mike, it's nice to talk to you again. And I listen to you guys every day.
Thank you, Kamel.
Thank you, Kamel. It's great to talk to you, too.
So long.
Well, that's wonderful.
You know, and Don, if I can say this, I know... I'm sorry about Frida.
Listen, Kamel, much appreciated. I do know you mean that, and thank you so much.
Frida was a very nice lady.
Well, as a matter of fact, now you're getting me very serious. Tomorrow would have been Frida's 51st birthday,
right.
So I'm probably going to take a segment and play one of Frida's old call-ins to the
show. That's good.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to that.
Very Kamel. So
you can listen to that tomorrow, Kamel.
All right.
Thanks for bringing
right.
Kamel, do you live in Maryland? Is that why you're
Yeah,
you're...
I live in Silver Spring.
I thought so. Okay.
Well, visit us.
I live on Gulf
Road.
Yeah.
And don't give your address.
And my flower shop is in Colesville.
Well, give him a plug. Give your flower shop a satanic plug on this 666.
It's Alimar Florist. Alimar.
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 Yes.
All right.
Sounds a little like Al-Qaeda.
Oh, yes, yes.
Kamel, you haven't been experiencing any discrimination since, all the recent events with Iraq and all that, have you?
No.
Everybody's still treating you okay?
Who?
Everybody. People.
Oh, yeah, they treat us okay.
We love your cigarettes, Kamel.
Yeah, I love you guys, too.
And let me give out his address.
Joe Kamel.
1313 Osama Lane.
Salamu alaikum.
Salam alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Alaikum al salam.
All right.
Okay.
Peace okay, out. Mike.
Okay.
Hey, Robay.
Okay, Kamel.
Robay, I hear your voice.
Yeah, he's right in the back of the studio, Kamel.
Yeah.
Robay's right here.
All right,
Kamel.
Thank you.
Okay, bye now.
Bye.
Happy 666 to you.
Kamel sounded remarkably like the previous woman. I'm not sure. Maybe that's because of the day.
Well, all of that went on, and we never got a chance to get Tom Gavin in here, who is dressed as Satan today.
This is his big day. He's very excited to be here.
He's got his devil suit. We've got the outdoor microphones. We'll bring Tom in, and we'll start our 666 fun. Not that we've not already started it. With a couple of good calls.
It's an El Diablo Tuesday.
From that hot chick. Somehow I picture, I don't know.
It's a tough thing to picture because I couldn't really dial her in.
Here's the thing. Because she said her age was so young, what I'm going to say doesn't match, but it would have to be a down-on-her-luck former B-list actress who's reduced to playing like a live-at-home shut-in in a Lifetime home movie. Think anything that has Judith Light in it, where Judith Light is like an alcoholic or her beats her.
I was thinking more Swoozy Kurtz.
Not nearly as pretty, and don't take me seriously, as Judith Light.
No, not nearly as pretty. Yeah,
not that Judith Light is pretty.
I got a very different mental picture. I pictured Dory of the Siamese twins, Lori and Dory.
Rob, no, wait, he's right there.
You always think
he's right there.
Not the one who had the smaller head.
Right.
Also, how about maybe some Shelley Duvall?
Just a touch.
Little Shelley Duvall.
And maybe,
let's not go all skinny women
hold
here.
On. As
a thick-set woman.
How about Elliot Yamin's mom?
Yeah. Maybe a little of that. If you're going to go in the other direction, you want to go maybe towards Kathy Bates.
But she wasn't fat. You could tell by her voice.
See, I thought she might have been a larger woman.
Mm. I thought short and thick.
I thought short and thick also. I thought tiny and bowling ball-ish, actually.
Well, then Ann Ramsey. If we were lucky, Ann Ramsey.
And maybe, but not really small. Not like that.
About
Carol
Reno?
Ann, stay away from the light.
How about Reno?
I don't know. I think
Janet Reno.
It would be more like that.
Madeline Albright?
No.
Oh, Madeline Albright is definitely over 35.
Ann has very strong legs.
Powerful thighs.
Hot. Goddamn, she's hot.
Incredible. I mean, nut-cracking quadriceps.
I'm sticking with Dory Chappelle.
Tell me about it.
If today's the day.
But call her Reba.
That's right, please.
I want Madeline Albright first.
Oh, you call dibs?
Yep.
All right, well, I got to take shotgun.
If today's the day that all hell breaks loose, that's the first place I'm driving. Everybody else will be driving out of town. I'll be driving in town.
You're going to be driving into Albright Lane.
Right. Peeling off my clothes as I pull over a driveway.
That's what you imagine the end of the world will be
the end
like.
Of the world.
All
well,
right.
If you've ever heard...
Madeline!
It's not like I'm going to be able to reach Jennifer Aniston.
Madeline!
Right.
It's too far.
You understand what
it's
I'm
all
saying?
About accessibility.
Not practical. I know where I know the general area.
Right.
You know, and if the end of the world is happening, I've got to think most people would be like a... You know, I pictured the movie Independence Day.
Yes.
Where there was a flood of people leaving, and just like Jeff Goldblum's the only one that was driving in towards the
right.
city.
Right. That's exactly.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Very
yeah. Exciting. How's your 666, Joe?
Great.
That was great.
You decided to end it with great.
What, Joe?
Three more Florences, we'd have a street team.
What does that mean?
Three more what?
Crickets left sound. I thought that's what you were asking me.
No.
Never mind. Carry on.
I don't know. Well, was that a prepared joke you had?
Yes. Okay.
What is the street?
What was the joke?
That's the girl that was on the phone.
Oh, it was Florence? Oh, her name was Florence? Yeah. We didn't know that.
Okay. Oh, you didn't get her name?
No, no, we did. But that's the only reason that's...
Whoa.
So what was the joke again, then?
Three more I heard, we'd have a street team.
We're going to need a map.
What's a street team?
Don't radio stations have street teams? They're like chicks in T-shirts that give out key tags.
Oh, okay.
Industry term.
Okay, I get it. Okay, lay it on me. I'm ready.
Never mind.
No, come on. Come on. I got it. Street team.
Right.
Right. Go ahead.
Three more Florences and we'd have a street team.
The crickets are funny.
Three more crickets
and
we'd
God.
Have a street team.
It sure are.
You know, the crickets, in a way, are our little tribute to Johnny Carson. You know, Johnny would give a look to the camera, you know, when something...
I held a baby gorilla.
Oh, really? Yeah, so that kind of day.
And Rob...
you want an army cot? Rob has handed
Don't
me a note.
That it was...
Now he's making me laugh.
That's real sick.
He's doing
Joe,
the big
Joe,
man
Joe, Joe,
stuff.
Joe.
Don't say...
Rob says...
Now, this is in reference to you flying to Madeline.
I know. Right. That if everything's going to end today, hell breaks loose, he wants Liz Crenshaw from Channel 4.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, that leaves Palka for me.
Yeah.
Sue Palka.
You know what you could do with Liz Crenshaw?
I do.
You could just lick the bags under her eyes.
Oh.
You could just lick out the crud in between the folds of sleep-deprived bags under her eyes.
I like to leave it there for the bag out.
This is 666 today.
Obviously.
We're having a satanic little show today.
Just Liz Crenshaw's bag.
How are you, everyone?
Are you enjoying our special show for you today? Does it seem to have a slightly different energy? Is it perhaps frightening you? Because if it isn't, it should.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show. One more. We got to hit a break here and then get the devil outside. Hello.
Hey, I wanted to suggest to you that woman probably sounded like Molly Shannon in Superstar.
She said she looked
like
that.
That's who she said she most resembled.
Yeah, exactly what she said.
Okay, learn to listen. Listen to learn.
Lance Gertz.
Okay.
We've got to find Tom Gavin.
Bye-bye. I know that guy...
We must find Tom Gavin.
That guy is ready for the takeover. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he's going to be one of the guys that I'm going to be arguing with.
I just want to say I'm looking out on Main Street here in beautiful Fairfax, Virginia, and there goes another fire truck. I'm not saying anything's going on.
What?
Just saw a fire truck go by, and I decided I would point it out.
Fire truck went by yesterday.
Yeah.
Almost every day.
Like, you know, fine. Yeah. Be that way. So that fire truck yesterday had no significance whatsoever.
Right.
This one, watch. It's going to be the beginning of all of them.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I know we're running late. Stop touching me.
Is Rob touching you again?
Yes, hold on.
Is he touching you? He really caressed you that time.
I need to... You already put that away.
I did.
Come on now. You're killing me.
You
I'm
were
going to
break after
there.
That call.
Three more fire trucks and we'd have a street team.
Yes. Crickets.
There we are.
And all the guys driving the fire trucks are named Florence. Don't you get it?
Oh, it's stupid. It's goddamn stupid. But you know what? I'm trying.
Yes, aren't we all?
We're trying.
We are trying desperately.
We're trying.
Look, all this work that we're doing, meanwhile, we've got a skilled comedian that hasn't even made his way on the show yet.
Yes, Thomas Aloysius Gavin as the devil when we come right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Plug all I'm Mike LaFontaine, owner and founder of High Class Management. Whoops! Comics constant companion. Let's start right out. Hey, what happened? As you know, back in 1970, I started on a series called What Happened? And every time something would go wrong, I would look at the camera and say, hey, what happened? We had a lot of fun with that and a lot of other catchphrases. I got a real red wagon. And I can't do my work. And I believe I was the first one to use the phrase, I don't think so. But it only lasted a year, and that's good because that's how you establish a cult.
The Don and Mike Show.
Not a word, my sweet. Just listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Billy Preston. He's a goner, that's too bad.
Yeah.
We could have played like Will It Go Round in Circles or Nothing Enough, Nothing for Nothing.
Right. Right,
yeah, I remember. Space, but
Space Race was great.
This is really where I first found out about Billy Preston, right?
He did the keyboard song.
Yeah, right. They kind of kept it quiet.
Right.
I mean, for no particular reason. Right. It wasn't publicized. But
gave him a credit on the album.
Yeah, that Billy Preston was playing all of the all the keyboards, or a lot of the keyboards.
God, I love Billy Preston.
Excuse me, here is expert on everything, Rob Spiewak.
No, cool thing about Billy Preston is the Beatles may not have finished the album, but when Billy Preston came in, they all put on their best behavior because it was like having a guest there. And so he was really credited for helping the Let It Be album be finished.
And was the only artist to get a credit on a Beatles album, correct?
I believe you're right, yeah.
I don't think you ever saw another credit given for another artist guesting with the Beatles.
Played
so
with the Stones
cool.
as well.
This is Sarita.
Billy Preston Sarita.
This is 80s?
Remember when I said... whatever I just said about Rob...
Softness.
I mean, he just steps up with stuff.
Comfort me through all.
I just wonder, how's it get in there? You know what I mean?
Woman, don't you.
Like, I knew that you were going to come up and say something that was relatively relevant about Billy Preston or the Beatles. But at the same time that you're laying that fact, that Rain Man fact, you pull this piece of crap.
This too.
What?
Here's another one.
There you go.
Here we go. This is a real Billy Preston right here.
Yeah. I'm gonna sing it to my friends.
Go around in circles, baby.
Well, let me just be the first to say I've got the idea for the T-shirts.
Yes?
I guess Satan needed a singer.
I like it. Yes.
You know, it's like, you know.
That's God, on the front, then on the back, Billy Preston, you give the dates.
Give him
whatever his birth year.
Number five.
2006.
Number five. He drove the number five car because he was the fifth Beatle.
That's right.
So I'm thinking, remember, you know, God needed a driver,
right.
Dale, with Dale Sr.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Number five.
Satan needed a singer.
Like, and, you know, as I said before, day ain't over yet. It's 6:06, correct?
6:06 and 6
correct.
Seconds.
Satan needed a gap-toothed... God, why do you write these things for me? Satan needed a gapped... Excuse me. This comes very natural when Rob writes for me.
Sure does.
Say, Mike, Satan needed a gap-toothed keyboardist.
Yeah, that would be the more accurate assessment than Satan needed a singer. But it would look better on a T-shirt.
Yes.
Satan needed a singer.
Easier to say.
Or you could say Satan needed a piano player.
Yeah, but he sang, too.
Yeah. He sang a little bit, but he was known for it.
It's six of one, half dozen of the other.
And didn't he write You Are So Beautiful for Joe Cocker?
Satan needed a gap-toothed...
I believe he did.
...keyboardist.
I'll check.
He wrote You Are So Beautiful for
Joe
Cocker.
I'm just trying to figure out... That does not roll off the tongue.
No, not at all.
Satan needed a gap-toothed keyboardist.
Satan needed a musician.
There you go.
Now that's, but a musician is demeaning the memory of Billy Preston. He's more than that. He contributed. He's an entertainer.
We're not demeaning the memory of Billy Preston talking about how Satan needed his services today.
Well, kind of weird.
You might
it's
like
a special
it.
Day, Mike.
Leaving today, just kind of a strange day to leave.
It's a holiday. It's 6:06. Let me say, if you believe in the devil...
Do you believe in ghosts?
You're going to love Head-On. Head-On products are available without a prescription at retailers nationwide. Try it Head-On today. Also, when Satan travels and he needs some clothes,
yes,
he goes to Master's Costumes.
Sure.
Wow.
We want to thank Wenda at Master Costumes of Annandale, 703-354-7500. Simply the best. Thank you, Wenda, for getting Tom's devil suit ready for us.
You know, it always sounds like she is kind of a Wiccan priestess. I mean, it's good that she works in costumes.
Wenda.
It's usually around Halloween, and you hear the name Wenda.
Yep.
You got to meet her to really get that feeling.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's a little scary.
Does she have that kind of personality?
I'm always in my best behavior.
Really? So she's a little scary.
A little bit, yeah.
Cool.
Large margin charge.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's bring in Tommy.
Yes, he's been waiting.
Let's bring in Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
Please. I've greeted him more in the hallway than I have ever before.
You probably saw him on TV last Thursday night. He came in second in the national in the Scripps Howard National Spelling Bee.
There he is.
Here he is right
Thomas,
now.
Thomas, right over here, Tom. Oh, Tom, you want a chair? You want a chair?
Yes,
yeah, get that. Can you get Tommy a chair? That's going to be your microphone, Tommy.
Hi, Tom.
Sparkly. How you doing, Tom? Right, Tom, right there.
Hi there.
Right
that there, way,
that
right
microphone.
There.
Sparkly red horn.
Hi, we'll get you a chair, okay? You've got to, all right? You've got your own headphones, but you can put the... Do you want to put those headphones on?
Tom?
They don't work.
Yes, they do.
They don't, Rob.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Gavin.
Have a seat.
I do.
Have a seat. Make yourself comfortable.
All right, Tom is getting situated.
Just sit down, Tom.
And get situated.
Do you like Tommy, do you like your devil suit?
Yes, I do.
Now, do you have a tail?
Yes, I do.
And you have horns?
Yes.
And you have a red cape on?
Yes.
And you've been waiting to come in here for a long time, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
And you're having a good time today.
Yes, I am.
And you're excited.
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're outside today, you're going to be working for Satan.
Yeah. And where is Satan at?
Yeah, you're Satan today. You're playing the role of Satan. Are you asking the girls to come down and kiss your forehead?
Yes, I am.
And what do they get if they kiss your forehead?
A dollar bill.
Pretty cool.
That's a devil nice. Dollar.
A devil dollar.
A double dollar.
A devil dollar.
You know, a devil dollar.
I just noticed about him.
What?
He's got regular man arms.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
of course he does.
Well, I've never noticed.
He's strong. Look at him. He's strong. Don't mess with Tom.
Do not mess with me, man.
You'll kick ass, right, Tom?
I kick ass. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. I quite often look at him simply from the neck up, Mike.
Right. You know, he's right here.
I can't draw
he's right
my
here.
Eyes.
Speak directly to him, please.
Why?
He's right. He's right. Why?
He's here. Look at you.
Don't look at me. There he is. He's adjusting his horns.
Good.
Tom, are you getting ready to go outside?
Yes, I am.
Now, Tom, what's the best?
Oh, dear. The horns.
You don't want the horns.
Lose an eye.
Tom, what is the best thing? Oh, you high five it with Mike, aren't you?
We've been having a good time today. We seriously been having.
Here we go.
Oh my God!
God damn it!
Yes, Tom.
Yeah.
God damn it, Tom.
Oh my
God! Damn it, Mike.
Oh wow,
Tom! If Satan,
oh dear,
if Satan really arrived today,
yes,
and said to you that he would grant you any wish,
yeah,
you know, to make you a real boy or whatever, a car, a piece of ass, a pile of money, whatever it is, and all you had to do was sign your soul over, and it was a one day offer today only, what would you say?
I don't know.
What would you say to Satan if Satan said he'd grant you any wish? What would that wish be, Tom?
That wish would be, I don't know.
you don't know.
Think of something you would really, really want.
If you could date any woman in the world, Tom, if you could go out with any woman in the world, who would it be? Do you know?
Stacy.
Stacy? Sure. Your friend Stacy that's here today?
Now listen, I don't know how to approach this except to be honest about this.
Mm-hmm.
Stacy is a very nice chick that used to work here at the station.
Right.
And frankly, after 9/11, she wigged out a little bit.
Right. You want to bring her in and talk to her about it?
Yeah.
Good.
She painted her car red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
And when I say wigged out, she came into work one day, I think, in camouflage.
Right.
Fatigue.
She was wearing camouflage pants today.
She was very excited about supporting America.
I believe we're going to have to go to three microphones now.
Okay.
Here she comes.
Here we go. Let's bring her in.
Here comes Stacy.
Here is Stacy. Hi.
Former employee.
Hey, Stacy. Daddy. What's happening?
How are you doing, Stacy?
So far, so good. I still got my camis on.
I see that.
So what happened? You went squirrely after 9/11 because you used to sell here. You sell commercials at the station.
Yes, I did.
And then one day we came in. You had painted your car red, white, and blue.
I was pissed.
Yeah.
I wanted to dig in some monkey ass. Trust me. Yeah.
You were very, very, very upset. And you did that on your own, right? You painted the car on your own?
Yeah, it was lipstick, actually. I was.
You did it with lipstick?
Yeah.
And then did you have another car, like, custom-painted camouflage? Or was that, like, a sales thing?
No, that was probably dirt from my car.
Dirt from your car.
Okay. Nicely done.
So you were very upset about 9/11 and rightly so pissed. So what can we ask what happened here at the station?
Because we always heard about that, and then you
know
left.
What happened?
Well, you
know,
no, we really don't. Because I wanted to hear your side of the story.
That whole Bretta thing when we
can't say.
You can talk about Bretta's to quote you, shriveled up beef jerky. Just use the word breast instead of.
I'm sorry, my fault.
All right, now let's start again. And this, of course, is you were in this office. This
take
is
a breath.
You talking. This is alleged.
Don't leave anything out. Happen.
You had what, a conflict with another person that worked here?
Yes, I did.
Okay, how did that transpire?
Brenna, Lady Slim Jim.
Lady Slim Jim is what Don gave her, which was a perfect name for her because she looked like a walking piece of beef jerky.
Yeah.
I mean,
wow. I only gave her the nickname because she had a lovely figure.
Yeah, right.
Lady exactly. Slim Jim.
Lovely.
So you're back there, and she.
She had it out for me when I came on the air and told you guys when she called me in the office and locked the door. And this, it was like a really bad porno that I happened to be a part of.
There a bad one?
Sick.
Now, how did it end up that she allegedly showed you her boobs?
Well, she called me in the office and she said she wanted to talk about, you know, one account. But when we got in the room, she didn't want to talk about that account. She wanted to talk about something else. And she's like, well, I really like the way you dress. I love your clothes. Where do you shop? And I'm like, I shop at the mall like everybody else. And she's like, God, I wish I had all that up there that you had. I mean, it's
so
hot.
She's complimenting you.
Yeah,
very
yeah
much,
so I
right
thought it was a compliment.
Right.
So I'm like, everything's cool. It's just a little weird because the door was shut and locked.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
right,
why are we even having this conversation?
It's a good story, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah,
buddy. Yeah.
No, it's not. Not if you see her. I could never go.
I will go down on that.
She lifted her shirt up?
No, she had unbuttoned her blouse, and she was talking about, you know.
Now, this is all, you're alleging this. This
no,
is all alleged.
What happened? I got it on tape.
You got what do you mean you got
sure
it on tape?
Did
I came on the radio. Remember we came on the radio?
Okay, but so this, what are you alleging that something happened? That
Nothing happened. I wouldn't sleep with her on a bed. I mean, no, dude, nothing happened.
So after that
it was just inappropriate. I mean, if you had a problem with the way I spent a lot of money for my clothes.
Yes, you did.
And
okay.
I'm a full figure. I'm a 36 double D.
Yes, right.
God
that
bless
right
me.
That's right.
You
right
know?
Right. Yeah.
You know,
and
I can't
so
help it.
Well, now, wait. You said I have a problem with the way... Did she have a problem with the way you were dressing? Is that what it was?
I had a problem with the attention I was getting. She didn't
see, this is all over the place.
Attention.
So why did you leave the station?
I didn't leave. They let my black ass go.
Okay, why? Well,
why'd
they
why
tell
did
you?
They do that?
They told me that because sales were down, but sales were down after 9/11. Nobody was
yeah
advertising. Nobody was doing anything.
All right.
True, so everything was pretty much at a standstill. So
see, I had heard that it was because you went loopy because of 9/11.
Oh, then I could have sued them. You can't sue somebody. You can't, you know, fire somebody because they went. I didn't go loopy from 9/11. I just want to dig in some monkey ass is what I wanted to do.
Whatever that
and
means.
And how did you meet our friend Tom then?
And Tom lives in McLean, and I live in McLean. And I saw
convenient
Tom at Giant. Well, you know, Tom used to work here for like 6 years.
No, I live in Vienna, but up at Tyson's Towers at the apartment.
Yes, let's not give your address out, Tom.
No, okay. Do not. That's
no,
not.
No.
That's where
right
that's where Charlie lives. Yeah. Charlie's not with me today. Charlie's going to meet me outside.
Okay,
I
very
think
good
we have a fight in a minute.
Oh, good. Uh-huh. Maybe we will.
Was he your dresser?
Where's Satan at?
Satan will talk to you when you go outside.
Hey, I need my headphones.
Yeah, we're going to fix your headphones. We're
right
going to get
good
them all fixed. They're
so
going to work
so fine. So, Stacey, you used to work here.
Yeah.
You left here. What are you doing now?
Right now, I'm not doing anything right now, baby.
That's a shame.
I'm working at in retail right now. My last job I worked was at the Democratic and the Republican presidential conventions.
Yeah.
I got out of that because there is no security there. They couldn't keep Dick Cheney or the twins.
Tom, what are you
safe
doing? Tom, what are you doing? What are you doing?
So are you, Tom's clapping his hands together because he's just excited that he's having
why are you
a good
clapping
time
your hands? Hey, Tom?
Yes?
Would you like to TF, Stacey?
Yes, I will.
Hey, no. He's all man.
Would you like to?
Yes.
He's got good taste.
Why would it be so great with her?
Gotta hit that again. Guys,
Tom, again. Tom, you,
we can't use that word.
Tom, you can't say that word.
Blessed.
Please don't say that word.
Blessed.
So, Stacey, you're working in retail now, and you're happy, and everything's going well for
yeah
you?
Yeah, I met a nice guy. Actually, he met me in the Giant food store.
Just like you met Tom in the Giant,
yeah
right?
Yeah.
Wow,
oh,
that's great.
Then to maybe tie this up together, how did you end up here with Tom today? Because when I came in, I saw Tom, and then it was like, hey, baby, all of a sudden, here's Stacy, like 5 years later. How did you end up here with Tom? I mean, I know you said you met him in the grocery store.
I was on my way out the door because my daughter had a, goes to Spring Hill, and she had a parents recital today. Oh. And I picked up the phone, and it had Tom Gavin on. It's like, there's only one Tom Gavin.
So, this is very important. So Tom called you.
Yeah.
Tom is the ultimate networker. I mean,
yeah.
But let's not forget this, Tom. So did Tom, like, ask you to come down and join him today?
He's like, I'm going to be the devil today, Stacy, and I want you to come and see me be the devil.
You are the man. Tom, you are the man.
Hey, Tom. Had you given Tom your phone number?
I had given him my phone number. Oh. I gave him my phone number when I saw him in Giant, like, was it around 2002, something like
that? Yeah, 2002.
And you kept it in your phone, and you decided, why is it Stacy that you called today, Tom?
Because I want her to be down here with me because she's my baby.
Oh,
hey, that's nice.
Oh, that is nice. Oh, she's giving him a hug.
Oh,
she's giving him one of those good hugs.
Little sugar.
One of those top-heavy hugs.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
Lordy.
Wow.
Oh, something escaped.
Now, why don't you give Tom a little longer look, and let's get Tom's shirt. Tom, right. have you ever seen Stacy without her shirt on?
No.
All right, okay. Stacy, are
she
you
was
willing
just
to do that?
You.
All right, Stacy is willing to give Tom a good long look.
Former
here
employee.
We go.
Here we
all
go.
Right,
Stacy. Take a look.
Wow.
What do you think?
Well, thank you.
Wow.
Tom,
wow. Tom, what do you think?
They're double D.
Yeah.
Says it all, doesn't it, Tom?
I've been wanting to do that for the longest time. I couldn't do that while I worked.
That's right. You couldn't do that when you were here in professional capacity.
Think they're pretty?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I used to hate them until I saw, like, a porno, and I was like, oh, mine look like that. Okay, they're cool.
Wow.
Wow.
Are you here as Tom's helper, assistant, showgirl?
Security. He wanted some security in case, you know,
Murphy,
things got ugly.
If Murphy came at...
That's right. If Murphy came at you...
Hey, Dennis, if you're out there listening, you suck.
Wow. You know, wow, you're still mad at Dennis, right, Tom?
Yeah, it's like he called me last night and said, I'll be out here to help you out. And I said, no, you're not. I said, I got my security is only going to be out here when I get out here.
That's right. And there he's got security. So
double
everything's taken. Well, the devil needs security a little bit.
Tom, how do you spell devil?
D-A-V-I-E.
Oh, my
right.
God. You're a genius.
Perfect.
Davey.
Davey.
Oh, Davey.
Oh, Davey.
How about evil, Tom?
E-V-I-E. E-I-N-G.
All right, man.
E-I-N-G.
You could be president, dude.
Tom, do you like your costume?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do? You're really ready to...
Hey, where's Charlie?
He's not here right now,
yes,
Tom.
Yes,
he is. No, he's not.
Charlie, hey, where's Satan?
I told you, when you go out, I tell you what, if you go outside during the next break, Satan will talk to you.
Okay.
Okay?
Let's go, Stacy. Let's go outside.
Are you having fun, Tom?
Yes.
All right.
That's what it's all about, Tom.
Let's go out, Stacy.
All about the fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, nice seeing you again, Stacy. And nice seeing those, Stacy.
Yeah.
We never saw them when you were working.
Right,
that's true.
Yeah.
Just very nice.
Thought we never would. How odd is that?
It's just a strange day.
Seems normal
I think
for today.
By the phone calls, even on my drive into work today, it has been a strange day. I don't care what anybody says on whether this is true or not. It's been strange.
You got to be a long time listener to remember Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
She gave us some good moments.
She did. She was one of the people who used to come in and visit all the time, and always interesting.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea she had a cat fight or an encounter. Or
that was kind of in 20 different directions. I'm not sure what really happened.
An alleged encounter. With Lady Slim Jim.
Yes, yes. Kind of made it sound like perhaps she was hit on. I'm not sure.
Just don't know. From the description, I'd say it sure doesn't sound like she saw Lady Slim Jim without her top on.
Yeah, that was very interesting.
Okay.
Is it not a strange day?
Weird.
It's an odd energy today.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's 666. So when we come back, it's going to be Tom outside.
Yay.
And we'll turn on a thing because he's been dying to talk to his friend Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, if you want to come by, now's the time. There he goes. There he goes, hobbling by the window.
He's having a great time. No walker today, though.
Hear ye, hear ye. Our world headquarters, one of the very last outdoor things we're going to be doing at this location until we move in 3 weeks.
I'm starving right now, though. I'm ready for a chocolate shake.
10800 Main Street in Toothless Fairfax, Virginia. Come down and kiss the devil and get a shiny new $1 bill.
There they go.
There go Tom and Stacy.
Stacy with their lollipops. She was really working that lollipop when she was looking at you. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
I think she was doing the lollipop for your benefit.
Uh-huh. Right.
And just now, this very moment,
I just got a real indication that Tom's been in here and it's a little warm outside.
I see. Yeah. Didn't you see Rob wiping the sweat off the headphones
a second ago? It's going to be a little gamey.
My brand new headphones.
They are. They'll have to be burned.
That's why we put them just in a cape and not like a red Jerry Lewis tuxedo.
Right.
Not just shorts, T-shirt, and a cape.
The cape with the nice T-shirt underneath. I mean, the sort of nice T-shirt.
We'll have Tom outside. We'll talk to Satan. Yeah, come on by and see him. And it's 666 and blah, blah. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand. Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Me? That's why the boss has sent me out here.
To the letters. F-O mean anything to you.
There we go.
Very scary kids. And I'm not kidding you this time. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, well, it's a big 666 day.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing but a thing.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing happening.
Right.
Let's go outside now. Standing by.
You have no brain.
Some type of satanic interference.
Yeah. I'm not sure what's happening.
Tom Gavin is outside the CBS studios here in Fairfax, Virginia.
He looks very, very comfortable.
He has his devil suit on. Tom, any takers? Anybody out there to meet you yet?
No.
No. So all we're asking is that people come by and kiss the devil on his forehead.
Who's the guy standing next to Stacy?
I do not know. Go get him, John.
Hey, what's your name?
Kevin.
Hey, everybody, it's the sexually awkward Joshua Tree. Remember Joshua Tree from Lisa the Homeless Lady?
Joshua Tree, who, in my opinion, just observing him in the hallways the last couple of days, has been in a bit of a funk. Joshua Tree, you said you were having a better day today?
Much better day.
Well, what's been going on, Joshua? You've appeared moody.
Why
to
so
me.
Blue?
No, not moody. I just was slowing down towards the afternoon yesterday. I started to peter out a bit.
You petered out a bit. Yeah. Is there anything else going on? Buzz, have you noticed it too?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I saw him yesterday and I said, Joshua, that's the longest face I've ever seen on you. And is it just fatigue, son?
I think it's just the way he looks. I mean, he does look like David Schwimmer.
But you know, he's normally a pretty upbeat guy. And I just noticed it yesterday. But everything's going okay?
Oh, everything's going great.
Good. You don't want to talk about it, do you?
I'm not ready yet.
Where was it? She leave you? You leave her?
Is it a woman, Joshua?
No, it's never a woman.
No, one could read a lot into that.
It's a fake.
One could read a lot into that.
Never
right
a woman.
No, they never bother me. They never get to me.
Good for you.
That's a good sign. Is it
a work problem you have?
No, not a work problem.
Financial problem?
No. If it were anything, it would be a family problem.
A family problem. So a little trouble with the parents?
Well, they're a bit of a headache, but
headache.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Who is the who's the guy with the camera who's standing out there next to Tom? The guy that you originally started talking to,
this
Joshua?
This is Kevin. He came here to take pictures.
Kevin, ask him why he's here and why he's interested in Tom.
Kevin, why are you here and why are you interested in Tom?
I'm just here because I had nothing else better to do today,
there you go.
I figured I might as well put some experience in the old photography.
Did he want to meet Stacy?
Did you also want to meet Stacy?
Sure, why not? I heard over there, Austin, over there waiting. I heard her. I was like, wow.
Yeah, exactly.
So ask him what he thinks.
And what do you think of Stacy?
I can still say it's wow.
You know, I love it when we have a mouth
tell
together.
Him now. Tell
I can't
him,
say anything else. I'm
tell him that you've had sex with her and she's great.
I've had sex with Stacy. She's fantastic. She's great.
Damn, lucky you, dog.
See, she does everything.
She does everything.
How about those hanging gardens? Ask him that.
And how about those hanging gardens? We're getting a thumbs up on those.
He's gone nonverbal on us.
Say she goes everywhere.
She goes everywhere.
Know what I mean, pal?
You know what I mean.
Pal?
Pal.
Ask him if there is legitimate interest in Stacy.
Is there legitimate interest in Stacy?
There's a little legitimate interest in Stacy.
Sure.
Back off, brother.
Back off, brother.
She's spoken for.
She's spoken for.
I'll kick your black ass.
I'll kick your black ass.
Oh, dear.
Hey, she's doing it with me.
Oh,
that's
Tom,
too much fun.
Wow.
That's too much fun. Hey, listen, where is... Where is the man of the hour? Where is Tom Gavin?
Look at
Gavin?
This scene. He's sitting comfortably in Tom his Gavin. Easy chair.
Yeah.
And now, Tom, there's... Hey, Tom.
Yes.
Tom, there's really no need for you to stand up and walk out of frame. Like, this is a movie we're making here. You can sit back down in your chair.
No, I am not. I am right here. I am looking for Satan. That's what I'm looking for.
He wants to talk to Satan.
Kind of fixated on that.
Yeah, he wants to get that out of the way. Would you like to speak to Satan, Tom?
Yes!
All right. We're going to arrange
be
to
careful.
Have Satan drop in.
Careful what you wish for.
Watch it.
He's coming.
Uh-oh. You see this pitchfork, Satan?
Hold on. Right now, as we speak, we're setting up a microphone to Satan. Are you ready to speak with him, Tom?
Yes!
Satan, can we bring you in here?
Yes, what's happening, my peeps?
Hey, how are you? Nice to see you. Satan, we're doing a little 666 thing. We've got Tom Gavin outside dressed as a devil.
I'm just playing a game of cards.
Oh, dear.
Watch it.
Watch it. Watch out. Very, very... He's always challenging you, isn't he, Tom?
Yeah.
Well, I know you're a very big enemy of Satan, aren't you, Tom?
Yes, I am.
Satan, is there anything you'd like to say to Tom?
Tom?
Yes?
You know I am your father.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Tom.
No.
Tom.
No, you're not.
I tell you this all the time.
No, you did not.
You know what you are?
No.
You're one of his practical jokes.
You're one of your practical jokes, too. Look up.
Come to my side.
And look up.
Imagine what it would be like.
And look
to
up.
To be a real boy.
Look up, Satan.
Look up.
Look up, Satan.
He's looking at the street. He's not even looking towards the studio.
No, he's not. He doesn't realize that we have the real Satan in here. Tom is here celebrating a fabulous day, Satan.
Tom? Tom?
Tom, pay attention.
Yes.
You wanted to speak to me. It's a busy day. It's Christmas Day for me. What the frick do you want?
I'm coming over to the goddamn window right
now. He's coming over to the window. He's going to come over to the window. Here he comes.
You won't be able to see me, Tom.
Yes, I will see you. I'm coming in and get you.
Now, why do you want to get him, Tom?
I can turn myself invisible, Tom.
No, you will not.
Yes, I can.
No.
He likes the fantasy role-playing.
Hey, I need...
Agree.
Hey, John, I need some more donuts.
Get me some custard.
he's coming to the window now.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Now, don't talk like him, Tom. Tom, you're going to the wrong window.
What am I going to?
Hey, come over here.
You can't see me.
Come over to this window, Tom.
Tom, where
John
father.
Is showing you. Over to...
It's my day, Tom.
He's falling apart.
He's out of the frame again. He's
looking, Mike.
He's looking.
I'm just standing in the corner so he can't see me.
He's coming. Oh, here he comes. He's found the window. Hi, Tom. Oh, there he is. Tom, come right up to the window, Tom.
You can't see me, can you, Tom?
There you go, Tommy.
You know why? Because I'm a magical spirit, Tom.
Tom has his headphone cord wrapped around his leg. Don't trip. Don't trip, Tom. Please.
Tom,
speak to... Tom, it's time for your ultimate battle with Satan right now. All right, there
hold
you go.
Right, hold on, my son. Hold on, just a moment.
Satan's got to take a call, Tom.
No, he's not.
Oh, double L.
Who?
Hey, shut up, retard. I'm on the
call. Hey, now don't be nice. Don't be nice to him, Satan.
Quiet, mama's boy.
Sorry about
watch
that.
It. Hey, watch it in
there. Yes, of course. Where's the outbreak? On your face?
I'm not sure who Satan's talking to right now.
Which lips? Honey, which lips?
L.L.
Lindsay Lohan.
Don't worry about it.
I'm not sure.
Who's going to see?
Is that who you think it is?
Who's going to see besides me?
This guy who?
And who do you think gave it to you?
He's taking a call, Tom.
You're goddamn right.
Larry Linville.
Who's my little bitch? That's right. Okay. Goodbye, my sweet.
Wow. And we have to find out who Satan's dating right now. Is it, as Buzz said, Satan? Can we ask?
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, no wonder she's had all that success.
And the source.
Wow.
I gave her something.
Did you really?
I gave her a sexually transmitted venereal disease.
Well, you know what, Satan? I think she deserves it because I frankly think she's a no-talent. I don't think she's got any ability whatsoever, and I don't think,
Hey, mama's boy.
Yeah, and
I know what you're doing right now. You're baiting me.
I'm not baiting you. I'm just saying I don't think she's got any talent.
Like to hit you with some type of rhythm stick, but I want to say something to you.
Now, usually you hit me with a little flame, but that's...
I've been...
to O'Mara's Restaurant and Bar in Manassas.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah, but
I want to say...
No.
This is Satan.
No. What are you going to say?
It's a great place.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What are you bitching about? It's the plug you've always wanted.
No, I never want to plug. Yeah. I don't want to plug for anybody like you.
Service is fantastic.
Yeah.
Prices are reasonable.
Now, we're a good operation. We don't need Satan's help.
This is Satan.
We really don't.
Plus.
Your buddy's waiting for you outside of the window.
I bang a lot of the waitresses.
Do you
My
know?
God, are they hot.
Wow, boy, your voice sounds as deep as Greg Gillespie.
Greg Gillespie? Yeah. Hey, he's in my group.
Is he really? Your group therapy session?
How do you think a retard like that got a job as a program director?
So he signed himself over
when
to you.
When I say he's in the group, I mean he's in, like, Amway.
Satan, I got to ask you a favor, okay?
Yeah, of course, pal.
We are trying to have Tom, who's doing his impression of you today.
Yes.
We are trying to... Hold on, Tom.
Shut up, Tom.
We're trying to get women to come down and kiss the devil's forehead, and we don't seem to have any takers for Tom.
No problem.
Satan, could you perhaps give one of your good satanic appeals?
Fix that, maybe?
Hey!
Hush! Hush! Hush the walking bag of poop that's been set on fire and put on someone's front yard.
Wow.
Be quiet, plastic vomit.
I don't know who he's talking to.
I'm talking to Tom.
Ah, okay. Well, he's putting you down, Tom.
He's one of God's practical jokes.
Yeah.
From God's joke shop. Hey, baby.
I think he is too.
Hey, watch it.
He's kind of mellowed out here.
This is Satan.
No.
Calling out to all my horny bitches out there.
There you go. Now
what?
This is what I'm talking
about.
I need you bitches to come down here and kiss a sweaty piece of flesh that God decided for whatever reason he'd allow to live and prosper.
Oh, wow. Yes, he has prospered.
Now, if he was with me, I want to tell you something. You know what he'd be right now?
Man.
Be a cowboy. He'd be a cowboy, he'd be an airline pilot, he'd be a big game safari, a big game hunter, he'd be a movie star,
astronaut.
He'd be president of the United States.
Really?
I've taken the worst, Mike.
You know, it sounds like you're pitching him again. Are you going to sell your soul to Satan, Tom?
No, I'm not.
There you go.
No, I'm not.
When George Bush, the original George Bush, came to me and said, I've got a bag full of money, but more importantly, Satan, are you ready for a challenge? I said, of course I am.
Right.
And then we did what I like to call, turn my team off. We did a trading places thing.
Yeah. Hey, explain how that works.
You know, the two rich guys in trading places,
right?
Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
How they bet a dollar.
Ralph Bellamy played one of them.
It was two. They were both clients of mine.
Ralph Bellamy and Don Ameche.
Great clients.
Right.
And they're these rich SOBs,
right.
And they played with people's lives, and they bet just for $1.
I understand.
That's what I did.
You did that with George Sr.?
Yes.
And that's how George...
Well, what I did was...
W got in there?
He came to me and he said, I got an outlandish proposal for you.
Yeah, well...
How about my retarded son as president?
Right.
And I said, I've done a lot. I'm not talking about you. I said, I've done a lot. Kathy Lee Gifford, Larry King, Ryan Seacrest. He said, okay. And he was playing me. He said, I didn't think you could do it. And I said, George?
You said,
That's a challenge. I said, you know what? Off the record, one shiny dollar. What's happening? What's he doing out there? Tom?
He's left the station.
No, I have not.
W's father came to me and said, very simple, one American dollar. He said, he looked me in the eye and he said, we've done so many deals before.
Oh.
This is off the table. This is between men. There's no freaking way you could get my retarded son the job as president of the United States.
And look at you.
And who orchestrated it? With my friends in the Sunshine State of Florida.
Well, you got clients down there.
Yeah.
You have a lot of clients that live down there.
I sure do.
I know Sylvester Stallone moved down there.
He's been a client for years.
Madonna lived down there for a while.
Excuse me, plug time.
Yes, go ahead.
Rocky Six, 2007. Also, Madonna is doing a wonderful that day choreograph with a giant crucifix. It never gets old. She's on tour.
You do that.
Ticketmaster.com for tickets.
You're very excited about, I know, all of your clients, but Tom's not coming over to your side.
Ooh,
I don't think it's going to happen.
I'm right here.
What? What's going on, Tom?
I'm right here.
That I made an offer to Catherine McPhee.
No, you did not.
I thought I had that bitch.
No,
I said to her, listen, the idiot guy from Alabama will win unless you sign with me. And all you have to do is sign with your mouth.
Oh, they wanted that kind of signature. The same one that Kathy Lee gave you.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Tom.
Hey, if anybody's interested in listening,
yes?
Go to myspace.com or go to...
Tom, we have Satan in here.
Hey, Satan.
Yes, Tom. You asked me to be in here, Tom. I'm here for you.
No.
You little rat bastard.
Watch your language.
You know, you're like bird crap on the windshield of life.
Watch it.
And if you just came and signed up with me, everything would be great.
But what do you want to do to Satan, Tom?
I want
to
kill him.
Wow.
Wow.
Listen to that.
Good luck. Good luck, David. This is Goliath.
No, good luck to you. You're going to die tonight, right now.
Right now? Right, he's now getting tonight. Tough.
Ooh. Yes.
Are you going to stab him?
Big man.
Tom, are you going to stab him with your pitchfork?
Yes.
You know you're talking to, son?
All right. Now Satan's using the Mike Ditka approach.
You're talking to the man that made it happen. Way back. BC. All right,
John, come on. All right, John, come on, let's go get it.
Well, I want you to think about this.
He's coming over to the window again, Satan.
Last thing I'm going to say to you, Tom, I have right here a contract for you.
All you have to do is sign it, Tom.
Can you write your name, Tom?
No, I cannot. I'm right here.
Tom, one signature away, and I can turn you into George Clooney. Tom?
Are you going to take the offer, Tom?
No, I'm not.
Why is that, Tom?
Because I am not going to do it.
Oh, let's give him a round of applause.
A brave man, really.
He stood up to Satan.
Because God's done so much for you.
He has not done anything. He's going to... I'm going to come in there and... I'm going to come in there.
Of course.
I'm going to come in there and with my...
God has done jackass for you.
But he likes fighting with you, Satan.
I'm going to come in there with my God darn pitchfork.
You know what I liked?
I'm going to come in there with...
I like your mom.
I'm going to come in there and pitchfork your ass.
Oh!
I like to do that to your mom.
Wow.
And boy, did your mom like to suck on my tail.
Oh, my. You hear that, Tom? He wasn't paying attention.
Tom?
Tom.
Distracted.
Tom.
Hey, I'm coming in there right now.
Hey, Tom, your mom like to suck on my tail.
You better watch it. I'm going to kick your little ass.
You better watch it. Who do you think you're talking to?
You know, the battle does not seem as intense on Tom's part because he's outside and being very distracted.
I'll kick your little ass right now.
I'll kick your little ass.
Okay.
Satan is mocking you, Tom.
I'm going to kick your little ass right now.
Right now.
Poison Ivy.
Satan, now, that's not...
You can look, but you better not touch.
Wait.
Chris Burke could have been something big. Chris Burke could have been American Idol.
Satan, what do you have planned for a 666, though? This is your, you said it, this is your Christmas
time.
I mean, can you answer the question for us once and for all?
First off, huge party. All of my clients, let me just say.
Where's the party going to be? Can you let us in on the location?
Yes, the party's at Larry King's. Los Angeles is Beverly Hills home.
Oh, fantastic.
It's going to be beautiful. First off.
Would you say Larry is your proudest accomplishment?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, going away?
Yes. Larry will be there. Mariah will be there.
All right.
All of my male clients, if you've ever wanted to have, you know, Mariah do the she'll do it all.
Nick Lachey going to be there this evening?
Nick Lachey will be bussing tables.
Oh, fantastic.
Jessica will be there.
And then how are you planning on, like, culminating 666 at midnight? I mean, you're going to do
it? Man of the Year.
Yep.
And I'm here to tell you right now, I've been loved to cat out of the bag.
Oh.
The Man of the Year, my biggest revenue generator.
Oh, boy.
My project of the year.
Here it is.
A little show I call Deal or Not Deal. Howie Mandel
is the guy
who finally
signed up with you after all these years.
I said to him years ago when he was on St. Elsewhere, you're a funny boy.
Right.
But who the hell blows air into a hospital glove?
Exactly.
You know, in that... Tom?
Yes.
Are you growling?
Is there an animal in the studio? Excuse me, it's Tom.
Hey, Tom. Nobody's come down to kiss your forehead yet,
no.
Tom.
No! I need people out there.
You know why? Because he's dirty and sweaty.
Oh!
No!
If he was with me, he'd be nice and clean and
shiny. Perfumed.
No, watch it there.
He'd be a pretty boy. Not an ugly boy.
Dandy, absolutely. Well, Satan, I want to come to this party. I mean, even though I don't want to sign up.
Sounds like fun.
Hey, Satan.
Yeah, Tom.
I got a one-way ticket to...
How about you take out one of my tickets to my pants?
Whoa!
What?
I got no time for you. I got very important people. I got things going on.
It's his busy day, Tom.
No, it's not.
Tom, you got to say some final words to Satan here.
Hey, Satan, go F yourself.
Oh, wow, there it is. That's telling him.
Hold on.
No, Satan's got another call. Let's see who Satan's going to be talking to now.
Hello? Busiest day of the year.
Oh, Mike Satan, I like that.
Hey.
Who's he talking to now?
What's happening? You over your ass.
Yeah, well, everybody's that's going to be at that party, of course.
Don't I know it.
Leading with Larry King.
Who's the best?
Man of the year, Howie Mandel.
You are.
Pretty amazing. Well, you know, that shows the surprise hit.
You're the man.
Wow.
I know. Listen, don't worry about it.
Don't know what he's talking
about. Who's... Besides Larry, who's my man?
And this will be interesting.
You're my man.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonder who?
You're the greatest.
Well, I'd say the Prez, probably.
What was that? Dump the bitch.
Well,
what did you do with the other ones? What are they really? They're receptacles.
They're jars.
Think about this.
Garbage cans.
Who gave you the seed? Think about Baron.
What?
Think about little baby Baron.
This is fascinating. I have no idea who he's talking about.
I'm giving you clues, Mike.
Baby Baron.
Don't forget. Who fixed your hair? All right.
Oop.
Now, hold on. Before we go, simulate oral with me.
Wow.
That's right. What are you doing?
Is it the material girl?
How does it taste? Is it good?
Simulating oral. Satan giving his commands. It's a pretty nice suit he's got on.
I enjoy that. Thank you. Good boy. Who's your man? Who's your daddy? All right, bye.
No.
See ya.
I forgot who gave birth to Baron. Satan, who was that?
Donald Trump.
No, it was not.
Donald Trump.
Hey, I got Donald Trump out here.
No, you don't, Tom.
Who do you have out there, Tom?
I got Elvis. Hello, Elvis.
Tom, what are you doing?
This is Elvis.
Tom's doing his repertoire.
This is Elvis.
Mike, I think we got a break.
I think it might be time to break.
I think we come back. Yes, Tom.
And there's no better person, and he's right here.
I've had fun, Tom.
To take us to that break.
Oh, also, let me recommend to everybody that you watch the new Kathy Griffin series on Bravo.
It's amazing. Hey, watch that take off. That's going to be the surprise hit. You found out, right?
She's
quiet,
Mike.
She came
to me because of feminine odor.
She did, originally.
I can cure that.
And you can make her a star.
I have.
You're a star maker.
And I do.
Incredible.
Tom.
Yeah.
My man. I'll talk to you after the broadcast today.
Hey, Mike.
Yes,
you know,
Tom.
If I just give you 5 seconds of clarity. I'm telling you, you'll come to my side immediately.
Hey,
and then I'm going to give you 5 seconds of clarity and a mirror.
You know what?
What, Tom?
God and Mike gonna break.
He's a man on the prize.
Don't you love me, Tom?
No, I do not.
Say you love Satan and we'll go to break.
No, I do not like Satan.
Tom, it's my birthday. Won't you say happy birthday to me?
Happy birthday to you!
No, please don't do that, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom,
yeah,
once and for all, for the love of God, take us to break.
Don and Mike, go to break.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
I didn't say big pussy, Governor. All right, sit down. All of a sudden, Governor wants to get into the mix here. No, I didn't say big pussy. He was the only one I didn't see. You see big pussy? Did you see big pussy? Were you holding up that stupid car?
Yeah, I don't think so. I didn't see big pussy, no.
Well, then don't ask me if I saw him.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi there. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Baby. Pigs love mud. And you love Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
What do you do because of Kit Kat? A-hole.
There's now a picture of Buzz. Would you please go to DonandMikeWebsite.com?
Yes, I will.
I've just been told that there's a picture of Tom and Stacy.
Oh, boy.
Online. If you go to today's steaming log.
Wonderful.
See the picture of Tom in his devil suit and...
still waiting for his first forehead kiss.
Click on Daily Logs and scroll down and there they are.
You go. Beautiful pictures of both of them. There is Tom and the devil.
And I guarantee anybody going to that website will definitely sprint down to kiss Tom on the forehead.
Or Stacy.
After they see Stacy, right.
There's Stacy. Sexy.
Looking hot.
Maybe. All right. They're outside for 666.
If you want to kiss Tom and get a dollar, knock yourself out.
It's a devil dollar, Don.
Tom is making a lot of friends, waving at cars going by. He's wearing his devil suit outside. And because it's 666, and we're jive as hell,
yes,
we have the mayor of hell on the phone. Hell, Michigan.
Hell, Michigan. John Cologne.
Where they sell a lot of stuff.
Maybe some
and
hell cologne.
I know we have lots of different interviewing styles. We interview as ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We present it as explain yourself.
Yes.
How about that? Isn't that something? I'll be goddamned.
Right.
Then we do E to E.
Yep.
Then we do Jew to Jew. Then we do Catholic to Catholic.
Larry.
We do Larry to Larry.
Right.
Mike and I were talking yesterday, and we think that today you're going to enjoy our combination platter. So there actually is no theme music.
That's a great. We've got fried shrimp on one side. We've got fried scallops on the other side.
I love that. Buzz, simply say it's time for the Don and Mike Show.
All right.
Okay, the guy on the phone, Robbie?
Yeah, right in
got
room.
Him. Live
from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's the Don and Mike Show. Now, here's Don and Mike.
Thank you very much, Buzz. We're very pleased to be celebrating a very special day in a very special town on this 666. It's, of course, Hell, Michigan, and I'm here with Don. And how are you today?
Feeling kind of vigorous.
That's wonderful. Do we have the mayor of Hell, Michigan on today?
John Cologne is the mayor of Hell, Michigan. John! I've been to Flint. Wonderful Ramada in there. I went there one time. I'm going to tell you something. Soap, big, gigantic. I expected the thin soap. Tell me something. Why is Flint, Michigan getting such a bad rap? Go!
Just for hell or our whole economy?
I thought we were talking to Flint, Michigan. Hello?
I was always under the impression.
You're talking to Hell, Michigan.
I was under the impression that Flint has a rather depressed economic situation, that the retail stores have dried up. It would not be a place I'd be interested in. I thought we were speaking with John about his town, Hell, which I understand is John, you've got a thriving retail business.
Hell.
Is that true?
Hell.
We've been very busy.
It's
surprising how many people want to spend some time in Hell.
It's hot there, right?
We look forward to these cool downs. It's about 88 today.
88 degrees.
Yeah.
I would imagine what is hot is probably the sales of merchandise that that you're moving today. Are you moving a lot of merchandise?
We are moving.
Talking
that way. It's been...
You in retail?
Just an unbelievable amount of inventory has left the...
I applaud that. I think that's delightful.
Square feet.
We're talking to...
It's very noisy.
Yeah, we're talking to a man who is apparently...
Goodness, my word, what's going on back there? What is all that noise, John? What is the noise?
We're talking to the mayor of Hell, Michigan. Stand by for Anderson Cooper at 360. Do you sell Hostess pastries? I like the snowballs. Go!
Snowballs in Hell, we specialize in ice cream.
Ice cream, that would be the snowball. And what do you sell them for? What is the dollar that you sell them for?
No, you can get a small sundae in Hell for $2, and
I'll tell you something. That's
a small cone for 60 cents.
It's too much.
Wait, is that some sort of engine that I hear?
Well,
is that an engine I'm
shut down? Somebody out on the street.
What was that?
Somebody out on the street is doing that.
You ever wonder why it is that sometimes you're talking to people?
Is that the Batmobile, or what is going on? I don't know.
It's actually a hearse.
One time. It's a hearse. There you go. Well, that's appropriate. Yeah.
Probably on its way to my house.
About 10 of them showed up.
Wow. Yes. What is the number one selling item that you have in Hell?
Probably our T-shirts. I've been to Hell and back.
Larry, I know. Excuse me, Don. You've got quite a collection of T-shirts, don't you?
I do. Most of them a bit stained.
Plain, V-necked,
old
white.
Old man undershirts.
To be worn under your very large collection of dress shirts and suspenders.
I've got mitts. I've got mitts.
I can see them from
my wife likes them.
Yes.
My mitts grow.
Can I ask you a question that I, you know, we were talking with the mayor of Hell, Michigan, but I've never had a chance to ask you about your wardrobe and everything you wear. You get constant comments on your suspenders.
Why should I?
I'm wondering, do you pay for them?
Why should I take it? Hey, come on, look at me. Look, I'm Larry of the Corner.
Very good. I Larry just was checking. Corner. You pleased me greatly today. Thank you. You should. You know, you're giving them free advertising. There's really no need for you to pay for your own wardrobe.
Who's your business manager?
My business manager.
Who's your business manager?
Oh, it's a man that I've known for quite a long time. You might know him. His name is Rob Stein, and Rob has been with me for years that I can remember.
Do you believe in Satan and 666? We're talking with the mayor of hell.
John Colon, that's a question. Go.
Do we believe in
sir, believe?
No, sir, not at all.
You do not. That's too bad.
No.
I have a guest on Larry King Live.
Esther Newberg is my assistant. She's a lovely woman.
And I found him to be a fascinating man. Fascinating man.
He is fascinating, and he comes from a fascinating part of the world. Has anything bad happened today, John? Anything bad in hell?
No. Worst we had one person was heat stroke. That's about the worst
heat stroke
thing happened.
There it is. That could be the sign of the... apocalypse.
I got a question for you now, because I'm an obvious Jew. I got to ask this. Any Jews in hell?
Yes. We even did about 3 interviews with Israel the last day.
So that's
but do you have actual...
I have a brother-in-law that's Jewish.
You have brother-in-law Jewish. How'd that happen?
I married a Catholic girl, my wife's sister.
Catholic girl, well,
how'd that happen? It's
very interesting. Yeah. And you, Larry, excuse me, Don, don't you say that you're an agnostic, aren't you? Isn't that what you say, your public persona?
Yes, I do.
Yes, of course.
I do. You know, I say, why get into the whole hassle? You know what I mean?
How many homes do you own now, currently?
7, but who's counting? Do you count the brownstone? Do you count the brownstone in New York? I don't count the brownstone.
What have I told you for years? Count them all.
12.
We're speaking with John Colon, the mayor of Hell, Michigan. Is that some sort of evil gong going off in the background, John?
It's the bells of hell, everyone.
The bells of hell.
Yeah.
What are people dressed as? There are a lot of costumes and such.
We have quite a few folks in costumes.
You know what are you wearing, John? Are you wearing a Satan tie?
My normal pair of shorts. But I am
shorts.
But I dressed up today.
Is there a good haberdasher there? Isn't there anyone that could perhaps? But do you have a good men's clothing store?
Not
if it doesn't have cheese.
Just say the one color.
I say it's not a sandwich. I love a good deli. I bet you don't have a good deli in Hell, Michigan, do you?
A valid question, John.
Do you have good corned beef there?
We have corned beef here in Hell. We have different types of sandwiches.
What would be the most successful retail outlet in Hell, Michigan?
I would have to say it screams ice cream and Halloween.
It's ice cream? You said it's an ice cream store?
It's an ice cream and does souvenirs.
Oh, what can that gross be, even at the end of a fabulous
year? Adam Sandler's in a new movie, Click. He'll be our guest on Thursday night. We're talking now with Jack LaLanne. Jack, tell me something.
To correct you, this is John Colon. He is the mayor of Hell. You've been having that happen a lot lately where you mistake the guest for someone else, and it's almost, just for years, like you've been having some sort of flashback. Please explain that to me.
Do you call it DQ or Dairy Queen?
John, a valid question again from my partner here. Is it DQ or Dairy Queen?
And KFC, I still call it Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I always found that the soft ice cream that they used in some of the Dairy Queen outlets would really probably not be all that expensive to make. What say you, Mr. Colon?
We use the Hershey. Everything's kosher.
That's very, very expensive.
You know, it's Blizzard.
That's what we
Blizzard, ice cream. The Blizzard, it's got M&M's.
Yes.
It's a crazy... You get this ice cream, it's got M&M's.
You could actually put Butterfinger in it as well, and Heath Bar, and even Oreo cookies.
We're talking with a man who believes Satan is coming back to Earth today. His name is John Colon.
Tell us that story, will you please, John? Why is he coming back today?
And most importantly, friend, why does Satan need good representation once he arrives? I'm talking to you now, Mike.
Well, I would say that if he was to come back, it would be what one would describe, you can probably agree with me, on the fact that it would be a phenomenon. And that you would need representation simply to the people that would want his time. That would have to be managed. That would have to be paid for.
Phenomenon. A movie with John Travolta. Yes. You know him.
I enjoyed that. Yeah. But of course he'd have to find representation. And significant representation. It would be essential.
He's into Scientology. Is that where they make you stand in a room and you can't go to the bathroom for a whole weekend?
Well, I think it's probably some sort of voodoo cult.
What was that thing back in the day? I did back then. Est. Yeah, Est.
John, do you have cults in Hell, Michigan?
We have no cult.
Any satanic groups?
No,
devil worship, pentagrams?
Like nothing. Very family oriented.
Small animal sacrifices or anything like that?
Nothing like that.
What was it like when you first killed your first vagrant and you wanted to use the body for sacrifice? What was it like? Did you get a rush out of that?
I've got to say something to you, John, and this is going to be very significant, and I know that my partner will indulge me just a second here. I have a brilliant idea, and there's really no interest in my opening another one of my enterprises in hell, but I was thinking, and John, could you hear me out on this?
There are more people have told you to come to our town than anywhere else in the world.
Let me tell you, this is something. I think this would work. How about a car dealership, and you call it, get ready, everyone,
yeah.
Hell on Wheels. Now, listen, I heard a cackle in the background.
25 years of my life as a Chrysler Puma Dodge dealer.
Oh, you're a car dealer.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. How's that been for you?
Car dealer.
Successful?
It's been very well.
I don't trust car dealers. Oh, you're a golf on cars.
That's why I'm in hell.
They take advantage of me. They think it's me. Like I'm going to pay a list, you know. I said, besides, you know, I drive a Bentley. You know why I make a lot of money?
Life has been good to you.
I make a lot of money.
You drive it out of your house out in Beverly Hills. And I would say that it's life has kissed you.
I drive it down to the mailbox in the morning.
Oh, you're very fortunate. You're very fortunate.
And then my wife changes my diaper.
I have not reaped the rewards of the success that you have in
and
your
then
family.
I have my prune juice. And I say, Sean, claim me. Do you like the song, Knights in My Satan?
Your Bentley,
Knights in White Satan.
Your Bentley is a mitzvah. It truly is. You should be happy and proud of that. It's delightful.
I know this because I'm Jewish from New York City. I know that that is kind of a compliment.
I think on this day we can both agree that this is much ado about nothing. Wouldn't you say so, John? This is really a big deal. Hello? Hello? This is extremely
We're talking
rude.
With a man who says David Hasselhoff is the most powerful entertainer in the world.
Well, that is, I didn't get the briefing on that. I didn't know
John Cologne,
about that.
He happens to be in Hell, Michigan. John, what is it about Hasselhoff everybody loves? Go!
Everybody loves golf?
David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff. Very successful performer. Sold a number of records in Europe. What was your slogan when you ran for mayor of Hell?
That's a good question.
I really feel we are being so ignored. What is going on that you can't hear us? You're doing an interview on a radio program.
You're curious.
We're just curious and we have questions.
In our next segment, how to make great deviled eggs.
Oh, it's a perfect segment for this day.
Speaking of deviled eggs.
Please, is there any way we can make them without...
Smelled like deviled eggs, Liz Taylor was...
Without mayonnaise.
Monday night, exclusively on Lay King Live, terrible. I said to Liz, I said, boy, who cut the cheese, baby?
Oh, my.
It's some egg farts. Bad.
John?
You ever have really bad farts from eating too many eggs?
I know you've enjoyed egg creams from Brooklyn, haven't you?
They gave me
you?
Creamy farts.
Creamy.
John?
John, are you there?
I'm here.
Yes, how come you're not answering our questions?
I'm not hearing most of your questions.
Why aren't you hearing
us? You guys are having... Seems like just two of you are having conversations.
No, we're actually asking you questions, and there's noise, and you keep saying what, and you can't hear us. Pay attention, please.
Ask me a question.
The question... I asked you specifically...
Yeah.
What was your campaign slogan when you ran for mayor?
I tried to answer you saying... We only hold elections when hell freezes over.
Oh, well, there's no need
campaign.
There's really no need to get testy.
My friend.
A type of behavior. We're not your friend. We're not your friend.
Really, I mean, there's no need.
We're
it's just silliness.
We're not friends. It's the whole end of the world. Oh, you know, it's happening today, don't you? It's 666. It's today.
Are there any Satanists in your town right now? Do you know that for a fact that they don't exist?
I have, absolutely know that.
Tonight on Larry King Live.
Yeah, sitting on a hill here overlooking the town. And I
Hell Hill.
One of them here.
I'm going to rip my shirt open. Put my fist right in my chest. I'm going to pull out my three pacemakers.
The lady walking around with a donkey.
I'm going to pull out my three pacemakers.
There it is. Like it's a donkey. They have the donkey sex show. Do you have the donkey sex show in hell?
No.
Another word for donkey is jackass. Go!
Now, the jackass shows we have.
How does that work?
No donkeys.
How much do you charge? How much?
Probably happens every Friday night after a few beers down at the local.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Not making any sense.
Rosie O'Donnell says she likes her Hitler haircut. We'll ask her about it in our next segment. Do you like the view? Go!
So I like the view.
The show.
The show. Yeah, you guys are interesting.
Doctors and lawyers, go.
Since I have doctors in the family,
what is that sound I keep hearing? That's the gong again? Is that the bells?
That's the gong.
Hell's bells?
The bells.
Hell's bells. They're ringing
like
you.
Sounds like a tawdry carnival. I'm sure they're gross. They won't even gross $30,000 today.
You don't even know Satan. He's a kind of friend of mine. Satan's a good friend of mine.
Oh, I hear a lady. Is there a woman there?
We're getting ready to bless a bunch of weddings here.
I had to do something one time to Satan to get him to sign my contract. I didn't like it. He said I was the best.
Mr. Mayor, could you, for all of us, could you please, because we're trying to get some idea of where you are, describe exactly where you are in hell right now.
Go!
Go! I'm standing on a hill looking over the little community. We are looking at the gongs. We have our wedding chapel at this time. There's about 40 couples lined up.
So that's an antiquated concept, weddings. So man is a predator. Man should be able to go out there, plant the seed.
They're getting married on 666. It's doomed.
That's why I'm talking to Bill Paxton from the HBO show, Big Love. He's living the life that I want.
I have to remind you, please, you've lost track. You're talking about the show. We had him as a guest a short time back. Yes.
What about my legal action against CNN?
It's working slowly but surely.
The age discrimination, sir. How's it going?
It is a slow process.
Are you hungry?
I'm very hungry.
I'm starved.
Would you buy? Are you treating? Please?
Are you out of your mind?
How about for once?
Do you think the world really is ending today?
Why do we even have the discussion every time? We'll do what we always do, Dutch. We'll have the Dutch treat. Oh, dear.
You want to go to Hamlet?
Look out the window. Oh, my. Stacy has interrupted a bit by showing her boobs.
There's a black chick out there.
My goodness.
Hold on, let me turn this thing on.
She left
out there. Hold on a second. Tom? Somebody? Tom?
John.
Johnny?
I'm here.
Somebody? Hello? Not you, John. A guy outside, John.
Joshua, what's your
name? Joshua? Yes, what's up?
John from Hell, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, John.
Great
bye-bye.
Guys.
Bye-bye. Great interview.
Hold on. Let's see how that went.
Hello?
Hold on. John?
Hey, Tom?
Yes?
Oh, we already lost. He's already gone.
He's gone.
Yeah, screw him.
Who was more distracted, us or him?
Him.
Yeah, him for most of the interview until Stacy mashed her boobs up against the glass.
Tom, did you see that?
No, I did not.
While we were talking to the mayor of Hell, Michigan, the beautiful Stacy came up and put those big double D's right against our window.
I saw that.
No, you didn't, Tom. You're not telling the truth. Did you get your forehead kissed?
Yes, I did.
Oh, fantastic. By a woman?
Yes.
Who's the guy out there behind you?
That's John.
Hey, what's your name?
Joshua.
Fernando Lopez.
That guy.
This is Fernando.
He doesn't look like Fernando.
They say you don't look like a Fernando.
I get that all the time.
Let's meet the woman, John.
All right. What's your name?
Julie.
Did she like kissing Tom's forehead?
Did you like kissing Tom's forehead?
It was great.
What did it
salty.
Taste? What did it taste like? Salty.
I think it was salty.
Mm-hmm. A little salty.
We're getting salty out here.
Little stubbly.
Did they get their dollars?
They got their dollars.
Do you think we could throw in an extra dollar if she licked Tom's forehead?
Oh. Yeah. Can we get an extra dollar for you if you lick Tom's forehead?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Make it $5.
We're going $5.
Hey, are they together?
Yes, they're together.
They're together. Is that boyfriend, girlfriend?
Are you guys boyfriend, girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think
we
have
a handy. He's about 2 seconds away from being dumped. I'm sizing them up as a couple. He's about a 3. She's about an 8.5.
I really don't think we should go up to $5 for the for the forehead licking. I'm not sure. What do you think we should do?
Joshua Tree?
Yes.
Offer $5.
All right, $5. Is this for Stace? For the girl? What's your name again?
Either one.
But it's a 5-second lick.
It's a 5-second lick for $5.
And, you, and John, you'll have to count to 5 when she does it.
All right, I'll do it.
I'll count to 5.
All right. Very good. And give her, you know, give
beautiful
her a three
lady.
Count.
A she's, slow lick from
she's
the front
going to
back.
Lick Tom's head for 5 seconds.
John, what I want you to do is say, it's on your mark, get set, go, and then a slow lick.
All right, you ready? It's going to be a slow lick on my count. You ready?
1.
All right, on your mark.
And get the microphone down there so we can hear her licking.
I sure will. Get set, go.
1, 2, 3. My God.
Well, that was good.
That is worth $500. That is worth $500.
It's like watching retarded porno.
Oh, God.
He's mentally retarded.
Wow.
It really was.
I was afraid of it. I think he was turned on. You hear that really soft watch that you
hey,
got
Hey, Tom?
There?
This truly is hell.
Tom? Tom?
Tom, pay attention.
I got too. Let me give it to
Tom?
You.
Tom? Hey, Satan.
You're welcome.
Hey, Tom.
Tom? Tom?
Tom? Tom, they're asking for you. Put your headphones on.
Oh,
Tom!
No headphones.
Hey, Satan!
I was afraid of
Tom. God dang it, will you?
No, Tom.
Tom.
Pay
Tom.
Attention.
How did you like that pretty chick licking your head?
Good.
Good. Good.
He is. Did it make anything move?
No.
Do you know what I meant?
What?
Did you feel a thunder down under?
Yes, I did.
Was your wiener walking?
Yes, it was.
He is so stimulated right
too
now.
Distracted.
It's too much right now. Too much going on.
He's got a crowd of people around him outside the radio station. Here's Tom dressed up as Satan today.
Tom, would you like to say something sexy to the nice lady that licked your forehead?
Yes.
Say something sexy to her.
Maybe. I don't
know. Tom?
What's your name?
Julie.
Hey, Julie, I like to TF you.
There you go.
That is sexy.
All right, that's right. Tom dressed up as Satan. Lots of people in front of the station kissing Tom.
He delivers.
Getting their dollar bills. Tom, take us to break, please.
Don
Tom.
And Mike, go to break.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Right now, sure, go ahead and say that.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
Come, visit the crease of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now, the thing is, Tom, while we've not devoted a lot of time to him outside, has kissed quite a few people. And we started with $100. We're almost out of money.
Here he is.
He's coming in the studio now, and let's go outside to Joshua Tree, who's out there with more people who are upset that Tom is not out there. Joshua Tree.
Hey, hello?
Hold on, Tom.
Hey, Joshua Tree?
It's Joshua.
Talking to the people.
John?
John?
Joshua Tree.
Brokering a deal, I think.
He doesn't even have the headphones on.
No. Then he wouldn't likely hear us.
Hey, Joshua.
Hello. But he hasn't been himself lately, Don. It's been a little frustrating.
See, there are people who are standing out there. I'm guessing he's having a conversation with these guys.
I like John Norman's cue to him, too, which incidentally was a wonderful headphone cue. The frantic pointing the fingers in the air.
Hi there, Joshua.
How you doing?
What the hell are you doing out there?
I'm chatting with your listeners.
Yes.
All right, well, tell them that Tom will be out there again after this break.
Okay, I'll tell them.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye, Joshua.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Tom, how's it going out there? Are you having a good time? Tom, pay attention to us. You can hear us, right? Is it working? Your headphones
you
aren't working?
Have no brain.
Yes, you can just take the... He doesn't have them plugged into the right thing.
You have no brain.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Mike.
How are you? Did you have a good time out there?
A little bit.
A little bit? Not as good a time as you wanted to?
Yeah.
Why? What's the matter?
Why, Tom? Because nobody's out there.
Well, there's people out there to see you now.
They're out there right now,
Tom.
People
out there all day today, Tom. You're in here now.
Tom, you got everything all tangled up.
I know I do.
You do.
Tom?
Yes?
Yes? Did you like it when the girl licked your head?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you seem not to be as happy as you were before. Is it because the day's winding down?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's kind of sad when it's over.
Do you know what Mike meant when he said the day is winding down?
Why?
Now, do you know what Mike meant when he said the day is winding down?
I don't know.
It's kind of like coming to an end.
Yeah, I know.
You knew that? You knew what I meant?
Yep. I heard.
What did Mike mean?
What does that mean, Mike?
It means like the day is coming down.
The day is coming down.
Coming to an end. It's almost over.
It's almost over.
It's ending.
The Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone is coming to an end.
But you still got a lot more fun out there, Tom.
Until 6:15, and I'm out of here.
You're leaving? You've got a schedule?
I have an engagement to go do.
What do you have to go to?
I gotta go see a friend of mine's graduation from St. James Catholic Church.
Oh, very good. Okay. Okay. All right. So
don't wear your devil suit.
Am I going to keep this? Is this mine?
Yeah, no, we have to rent
them.
We have to send that back so some other lucky customer can wear it somewhere down the road.
Yeah.
Tom, you seem to be paying attention to your equipment.
Oh, yeah.
Has the equipment worked okay for you today?
Yes, it has.
Good.
Tom?
Yes?
You do seem to be a bit... even for you.
Yeah.
Preoccupied.
Yeah.
And a little agitated.
Do you know what preoccupied means?
What's that mean, Don?
That, like you've got other things on your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else is on your mind, Tom?
Like Satan.
Sure.
Uh-huh. What about Satan?
And I'm hearing a lot of
voices.
A lot of stuff going on.
Uh-huh. Right.
Like you all are moving over to Rockville.
Right. He is focused on the radio show. Are you going to come visit us in Rockville?
Yes, I am.
Good.
Are we going to do like what we do out here?
Yes.
Yes, Tom.
Cool.
Bigger and better.
Yeah.
Because you have a lot of fans. You know that.
Yeah,
right?
I got a lot of fans.
How many phone calls do you think you make a day?
I make a lot of them.
Really? You make over 100 a day?
Put a number, Tom.
What, the number here?
No, the number of phone calls you make a day.
Phone calls every day.
I believe it.
So how about that American Idol, huh?
Yeah, the American Idol.
How about it?
Good.
Who'd you like on American Idol?
The girl, what's her name, the one that won?
Catherine?
Yeah, Catherine.
What would you like to do to her?
T-F-er.
Yeah. The standard, the hands come together. There we go. You love it. Do you love being on the radio, Tom?
What?
Do you love being on the radio?
Yes. I got a radio show tomorrow.
Is that your favorite thing in the whole wide world is to be on the radio?
Yes, it is.
How long have you liked being on the radio?
A long time. I've been at WEBR 6 years.
Oh, that's 6 years?
Cable access.
Wow. Tom, what does 666 mean?
Satan.
That's
pretty
close.
Do you know anything than that?
No.
Do you believe in 666?
No.
You think it's all just a bunch of BS?
It's a bunch of BS.
What is 6 plus 6?
12.
What is 6 plus 6 plus 6?
13.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Very amazing.
Tommy, you going to any rock and roll shows anytime soon?
I like the one you were in.
Well, that's a long time ago. That's been for years.
A long time ago.
Years.
That rock and roll show.
That rock and roll review that I used to do on the cruise ships.
Hey, Tom, here you go.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Got about 5 minutes.
All right.
I've got some topics I wanted to bring up to ask Mike and everybody else about.
You're paneling with us, Tom. This is what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
But you're on the show right now.
This is where I'm just going to throw out some stuff, and you give me your opinion.
Go ahead.
And it's going to be just you, Tom, okay?
Oh, Bud, did you get that link?
Yes, I do. I have them somewhere.
Can you pull that up real fast, that link, and get a picture for Tom?
Probably not real fast.
All right, well then, hold on a second, because...
You're going to be on our website, Tom.
We got some pictures we want to show you, Tom. We're going to have a link up on our website. Okay, Tom, here we go.
Pay attention, Tom. Mr. Geronimo's going to be saying some things to you.
Some words or so.
Tom?
You don't need the headphones, Tom. Just listen to Don.
Go ahead, Don.
What do you think about Britney Spears?
Britney Spears. I like to TF her.
Okay, that's his first comment.
How many days do you think it's been since Britney Spears has been photographed with her husband, Kevin Federline?
He's thinking.
21.
73.
Whoa.
Wow.
Now, what does that tell you, Tom? Tom, do you think they're having problems?
Yes, they are.
Why?
Because...
Go ahead, take your time, think about it.
Because they're having... They're having sex wrong.
Okay. Yeah. That could be a reason. And why would that be?
I do not know.
You do not know.
Do you think he's putting it in the wrong place?
Yes, he's putting it in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's a jerk or she's a jerk?
He He's the jerk.
He's the jerk. Very good. I think most people would agree.
Tom?
Yes?
Do you believe this or not? That a magazine paid $500, excuse me, $5 million. $5 million. Oh, how's that taste? A magazine.
Put that on a piece of bread.
Paid $5 million for the first picture of the baby with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
I don't know. 5,000.
Would you like to say they paid $5 million for a picture of a baby? What's your take on that, Tom?
600.
He's a funny guy.
Hey, Tom.
You are Levis. Tom, laugh into the microphone. so people know you're enjoying yourself.
Tom?
Yes?
Do you like Pee Wee Herman?
Yes, I do.
Can you do an impression of Pee Wee Herman?
Oh, hello.
Okay.
Huh?
Very nice.
This is Pee Wee, guys. Get out of the way. Yeah. I'm coming in.
Now, exactly. The next person, Rob, that's your microphone. I'm admiring Tom's mic technique, the way his nose is rubbing up against
it. Do you know why Pee Wee Herman got in trouble and was taken off the air?
Because he was cussing.
No, he was in a movie theater.
Closer to the microphone, Tom.
What was he doing in a movie theater? If I give you a visual clue,
yo.
But don't say it dirty. Look at Tom. Look at me. What was he doing?
Yeah.
What was Pee Wee Herman doing in a movie theater? What was he doing?
I can't say it on the air.
Well, you can probably say...
Can you... Was he being a jerk?
He's being a jerk off.
Oh, there very go. Good.
He's being a jerk.
He got it. Yeah.
Now,
Tom, what do you have in your fanny pack?
Nothing.
Are you excited that the Cartoon Network is going to be running Pee-wee's Playhouse?
No, I do not like it.
You don't like Pee-wee's Playhouse?
No.
Why?
Because it's a jerk.
Why?
Because... Because it's a jerk.
Because it's a jerk?
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Understood.
I love when you give your opinions.
Tom? You're listening to the panel discussion with Tom Gavin on the Don and Mike Show.
About American Idol. Chris Daughtry?
Yeah.
Guy kind of looked like you?
Yes.
The dude with the shaved head?
Yes.
He was offered a job as lead singer in the band Fuel.
Really, a twin.
A twin.
He turned it down. Would you have turned it down?
No, I would not.
Haven't you been in rock and roll bands before? Haven't you sung in rock and roll bands, Tom?
Yes, I have.
You're a big rock and roll band guy, aren't you?
Yeah, I sung with you.
I know, yeah, that's right. And what's your favorite band?
AC/DC.
Oh, you like AC/DC? I thought it was Pantera.
It is Pantera. It's that and Pantera.
Give me your three favorite bands.
I got one here.
Okay. Wait, he's going to his phone. Hold it up to the microphone again.
What is that, Tom?
Guess what the song is.
I have no idea. What is it?
You know the song, You Let Me Sing?
No, who's it by?
The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Charlie Daniels Band.
Tom, one more thing for you here before you go back outside and then you got to split.
Okay.
This is a funny story. Dad, you tell me how funny this is. It's a real life story. There's a guy over in Israel.
Yeah.
You know where that is?
That's over in Iraq.
Right. That's right. Exactly.
Okay. So there's a guy who's an Orthodox Jew in Israel. Do you know what that means?
What does that mean?
Right. He bought a parrot. He paid $3,000 for the parrot.
Yeah.
Here's the bad news, Tom.
What is it?
All the parrot knew how to say was insults.
Mm.
According to the newspaper... His parrot called him son of a bitch and homo.
Tom?
Mm-hmm.
So he went to his rabbi and he asked what he should do with the parrot. The rabbi said either kill it or cut out its tongue.
Cut out its tongue.
So that would be your choice.
Into the microphone, Tom. Come on, if you're laughing at yourself.
Why would you like to cut out the parrot's tongue?
So the pit won't be talking.
Exactly. Yeah. And you don't have to kill it, right, Tom?
Right. Hey, where's Charlie at? I need him.
You need why do you need Charlie?
Charlie can talk to me.
Pressure might be getting to him.
Tom, you should know that there is an Israeli Animal Rights League that got involved, and they took the parrot away from the man, so he was not able to either kill it or cut its tongue out.
Oh. And what do you think of that?
Bad.
Bad.
Do you need to blow your nose?
Nope.
That's sure. All right. He's got the mic screen.
Okay. don't rub boogers on your head, Tom.
Tom?
Yes?
What's in the fanny pack? He's unzipping it now. Let's see what he's got.
What's in your fanny
he's
pack,
got a
Tom?
Huge fanny pack. Oh, my God. What is in there?
What's he got there?
Keys?
Keys,
your wallet? Everything? All right,
Tom?
Cat. Oh, he's got a wad.
Hey, excuse me.
Excuse me.
He's a fag.
You know, watch it. Watch it. What do you have there, Tom?
That was for Mike, not for you.
Tom is being very non-verbal today. He's being very visual.
He's very distracted.
He's going through his wallet. He's got pictures.
What's in your wallet, Tom?
Well, Tom, thank you for coming down.
Yeah.
We appreciate the fact that you dressed up like Satan today, that you got to meet a lot of nice people. And,
it's your second appearance on the show. You know you are the star of the show.
Yeah.
And Dennis Murphy is no longer the star.
Dennis, if you're out there listening, you a faggot and a stupid jerk.
Wow.
And I hate what you did to you up in and
what did he do?
Maryland.
Well, what did he do?
What did he do?
He bought a restaurant.
Yeah. Why can't he buy a restaurant?
Because he doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, how do you know that, Tom?
I know.
Did you hear that from people?
Yes.
Happy 666, Tom.
Happy 666, guys.
Any last words, Tom, while you're in the studio?
How about just saying, I love you, Satan?
I love you, Satan. Where's Satan at?
Satan is gone. He's gotten in a sleigh with his 8 tiny reindeer.
He can hear you.
He's on the way back to hell.
That's where I'm heading back.
On the highway.
Okay, there you go. Put your devil ears on. Good boy. Good man.
You can make it. Are you all set to go out of the studio, Tom?
Tom?
Packed up.
Yes.
Okay. It's a long day for Tom. He's adjusting the fanny pack.
We'll see you. Tell Stacy we said bye-bye.
All right.
Okay. Any last words, Tom?
See you guys. I will see you all next time.
Very good, right. Tom. Thank you. Okay. Nice job.
Bye-bye, Satan.
Good job, Tommy.
Bye, Satan.
There he goes.
Bye, Tom.
We've exhausted him.
Do you think they gave him his meds before he came over or something?
Let's ask Rob. Rob, what do you want to say on that mic?
are we sending him on his way, or is he going back
outside? No, if he wants to go, he'd go. Mike was loving the fact that Tom was virtually drooling on the microphone.
He was rubbing
Rob
his nose on it, actually.
His boogers are on there. Here you go. Rob is now taking the mic screen and just switching it.
Giving it to some other radio personnel.
So that means tomorrow morning, one of the junkies is going to say, why does it smell like ass in here?
And we don't even know which one.
Yeah, it's just one of the four random screens.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they're not going to be able to wait for us to leave.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure the engineers will wash them any day now.
Every day now.
Can we open that? No, we got to open this thing up.
Every night.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
Christ.
One man found
Yes. You got an ice cream addict?
News to his people.
That's me.
He made it up.
You know, asking him like his input about the stories in the news.
I thought it was fantastic. He did a hell of a lot better job than we normally do.
Fascinating.
You know, what do we do? Is pop off with stupid stream of consciousness crap, and he's great.
Sure is.
He's
Let's
the
have
man.
Him back tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, good.
A regular day.
Buzz?
Yes.
Hi there.
Hi.
How's your 666?
Hey, it's going well.
How's your Satan?
Hey, here's your news for tonight.
Oh. Well, what do you have?
It's official. We are terrible drivers. American Idol assault case goes to trial.
Okay.
And man who tests God gets eaten by lions.
You know what they say down in the South, when you've had a long show like this?
Yeah.
I'm tarred.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very delicious.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A handsome man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this
and more.
Yeah.
Even better than a ball of blood. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Dude Walker. One last dude on tomorrow. There's about 100 new semi-funny bumpers and also the cutting of our Sex Men commercial.
Hello.
Sex Men United. You know, I don't know who's more tired now, us or Tom.
Tom worked hard today.
He did.
Give him a lot of credit. He worked hard today.
Today, I believe if Tom was a racehorse, we would put him out to stud.
Yeah, he's had himself a long day, and it sounds like he's got other social engagements to go to tonight, so he's going to be wiped out.
I don't want to say he's like Barbarino, like the horse that busted his leg up.
Right. And I guess Barbaro's doing pretty well.
But Tom would be a horse today who came out of the gate very strong.
Then about three quarters of the way through the show, he broke down.
Yeah.
And I don't mean crying. I mean the fact that he kind of broke down like a racehorse. But, you know, the difference is Barbaro will never race again competitively. Tom will race again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Temporarily, he went
late. Tom will race in Rockville, Maryland.
We were doing an awful job of describing... And I know it's because we were cracking up,
right.
Especially when Tom was in the studio, when he was totally losing focus. We're just asking him questions like...
Too many questions.
Like, what's his name? Brad Pitt and what's his name? And Angelina Jolie, the baby.
Right.
He's looking down at his fingers.
What he was really occupied, and I got a view of it over here.
Yes.
He was really occupied with, when we go outside and we do those broadcasts, we have headphones, we have little remote units that attach to the headphones so we can hear what's going on.
Right.
And he was having terrible trouble. He didn't stop having terrible trouble when he came into the studio where he could have just listened to us.
He couldn't.
He wanted his headphones.
And also we didn't get the sound. I think that almost 100 people showed up, but I think a lot of them showed up just to get their dollars, and maybe a lot of them didn't stand by to greet Tom to say hello to him because we had 100 bucks, and they
kind of looked
left
at him from afar and left. Not nice.
And that
he got his forehead licked.
That's our fault for not selling it.
Yes.
I mean, we had him out there. Mm-hmm. People came by to see him, but...
But not enough kissing.
He didn't get the love.
He didn't get the love. And maybe next time he will get the love.
He didn't get the love. And he sure is tarred.
He is indeed.
It's
been a long day and sweaty.
Very tarred.
And there's the mic screen right there, the famous mic screen. If you were a CSI investigator,
oh my God,
you get DNA just like with a vacuum cleaner.
You'd see Gribbley's. You know what? Yeah. You would look at that thing under the microscope and go... Hey, Gil Grissom. How you doing?
There's some sort of new colony over here.
How you doing? We're Gavins.
We're Gavins. We're having a party under the microscope.
And now with the news and comments and more, here is a Buzz on this still very, very odd 666 day.
Yeah, very strange.
And Buzz,
it's
now after 6 p.m.
6:06.
6 minutes after.
That's fast.
And 6 seconds after. So on the East Coast, officially, it's now past 6:06, and we're still here.
I'm checking the wire. The world still exists.
Could we be safe?
I think so.
Maybe.
Of course, it hasn't gotten dark yet.
Yes.
Or will he make his move tonight?
Yeah.
When we're all sleeping, like right before midnight.
And again, if he does, I'm ready to be drafted.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to be one of Satan's first-round draft picks.
Front office.
We'll all be in here tomorrow playing a different ball game.
Same ownership.
Same ownership. Yeah,
same ownership. Yeah. No matter what happens.
You won't notice the change.
Yeah,
no matter what happens. Okay, now here's Buzz. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, here's the latest thing I've noticed. No one drives inside their traffic lanes anymore, so I figure driving on the sidewalk is next. Here's how bad we're driving.
Did you say driving on the sidewalk?
Yeah, I think that's the next move. That's the next move, I predict.
Can't wait till we move to Rockville. I'll get there on time.
No, you know what I'm thinking about?
What?
Mike O'Meara.
Little trip down to Union Station in D.C.
Oh.
When we had to catch a train one day.
My goodness. Oh. You never forgave me for that, did you? I remember that day.
Well, had
you did drive on
the You were
sidewalk.
Quite angry, actually, if I remember correctly.
And yeah,
you were not happy.
And I'm not a good driver. And I was following Mike down, and I had to say to him, you are driving on the sidewalk.
Yeah. I was in a hurry. I wanted to catch that train.
Half sidewalk, half curb.
Used to really like to get that train. Did not like the idea of, what would it have been, 2 hours, 3 hours to wait for the next train?
And
didn't want to do that.
Got to catch the train.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how bad the last train to Clarksville.
Here's how badly we're driving.
It's a love train.
A new survey by GMAC and Car and Driver magazine shows that at least 18 million Americans would fail a state driver's test if they had to retake it. Over 5,000 people took one such test of basic rules of the road. About one in every 11 people flunked the test. About one in four of us think...
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful.
And so were we.
That's right.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
There's your one in four.
We've met the enemy.
That's the head of the country.
About one in four of us thinks it's okay sometimes not to wear a seatbelt. The study also found that the number of us finding other things to do while we're driving is growing exponentially.
You know, I'd like to salute that truck driver, the 18-wheeler driver today that was finding something else to do when he was on his cell phone and cut like six cars off.
And then
the
I
lane.
Sat and really worked it.
And was still oblivious doing. When I was trying to get his attention.
He had a train to catch.
That. Mm-hmm.
When you add to this...
Hey,
did you hear that?
Hey, ass.
He had a train to catch.
Yeah, I couldn't resist.
That's because you're not wearing one of your faggy shirts today.
We're just having fun.
Oh, right. His shirt's kind of faggy.
when you,
I didn't mention on the air today that you're shorter than Leo Donahoe.
Yes, I am, actually.
Really?
I actually am by about a half an inch, I think.
I saw them
Leo.
Standing together. So.
When will you be representing the... We represent the Lollipop Guild.
Yes.
The Lollipop Guild.
Yeah, they were having, I don't know what you were talking to Leo about in the hallway.
Cash.
But they, it was cash. They were side by side, and I just made that observation.
Leo must have his lifts in.
Buzz said he was wearing his flats.
Yes. Yeah, wearing
his
flats.
Flats.
No heels today.
Short people got
no reason to live.
They got
right.
Nobody, no reason to live.
Right.
They wear tiny little shoes on a nasty little feet.
I can do without him.
My handsome man.
When you add to our bad driving, our tendency to just fly off the handle, it makes for a pretty scary combination on the roads. A new study from the psychiatry department of the University of Chicago's School of Medicine claims that 16 million of us have IED. That's not a roadside bomb rat in this case.
I believe that is a birth control device.
No, it isn't. That's an IUD you're thinking of.
Oh.
This is intermittent explosive disorder. Intermittent explosive disorder.
I think
rage.
I thought you had diarrhea. I was going to say Joe had that over the weekend.
Different kind of explosion.
Hello, Joe.
No, this is just rage.
Joe.
Doctor behind the study says it's not evil that makes some of us explode into destructive violence.
Yeah.
It's biology, he says. Not enough serotonin in the brain.
I got rage.
Serotonin protects most of us from radical mood swings.
Against the machine.
But the study says about 6% of us have a shortage of serotonin.
Who would that be?
Parents won't be surprised to hear that the disorder usually appears at around the age of 14.
Hmm.
You know, Don told us recently about Corey Favreau of Plattsburgh, New York, who got into an argument with his mom over American Idol. Maybe you remember
that was
this.
A good story. It was in all the newspapers about the guy.
Oh.
Listen to me, it's a good story.
Yeah.
It's the guy that came swinging the bicycle chain at his mom's head.
Oh, no, this is a different one then. This is a different case of American Idol rage, apparently.
Really? Because that one was the guy that came in swinging a bicycle chain at his mom's head.
His mom lived, I remember that.
Oh, there was a sharp edge, and she thought Catherine McPhee should have won.
Well, maybe it's the same. I guess there was a chain attached to the bottle opener, which apparently was the actual weapon. It all started with Mom saying, as you just said, Don, that Catherine McPhee thought Mom would get the recording contract before Taylor Hicks, even if he was declared the winner, which he was. Now,
they were drinking.
Yeah, well, yes, they were. And the disagreement ended with Corey getting arrested for cutting his mom's head open with a West Coast Choppers bottle opener that he got free with a purchase of two packs of Camel.
So this is a different American Idol violence story.
Same case, as it turns out, because there was a chain attached to his West Coast Choppers bottle opener that he got free with the two packs of Camels.
That must be why it's on a bicycle chain if it's for West Coast Choppers.
Yep,
that's exactly what it was.
See how it all ties together?
It would be like a little mini motorcycle chain that he hit her with.
Anyway, Corey couldn't spring for the bond, so he's in jail, returning to court today to face the charges. It's been one of the hottest stories on the internet.
What is it with Corey's? Feldman, Haim, this guy?
Favreau. He was actually arrested for...
Corey Favreau?
This is Corey Favreau.
I was playing the Corey game with Mike, and you said Favreau.
Sorry.
The only Favreau would be John Favreau.
Corey Haim. Clark.
Corey Haim.
I already said Corey Haim and Corey Feldman.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Asher came to Corey's.
Thank you.
Came to Corey's.
Wow.
There you go.
And this Corey.
Dylan!
Do not give me the showbiz point and wink.
I gave you not only the showbiz point and the wink, but I gave you the click,
too. It was all three. Like,
yeah, it's good.
Right.
This Corey, Corey Favreau, was actually arrested for striking his mom in the head, something both he and his mom now say he didn't do. He always goes by and messes my hair up just to get on my nerves, says Corey's mother. She says he was back on the painkillers, and she didn't realize the bottle opener. He didn't realize he still had the bottle opener in his hand. His mom didn't want to press charges. The police might have already dropped the case if Corey hadn't put up such a struggle during the arrest.
See, but, Mike, I apologize.
Yes.
I felt like I was sucker punched on that Corey game because
right.
I'm still trying to figure out what no
but you know, you're
me.
Aware of the fact that you initiated the Corey game. I was just simply making a joke about the what is it with Corey's because
did
the bad
have,
boys, Corey Hyman, Corey Feldman.
Did you have Corey Hart?
And, yes, I did. Yeah.
Did you really sunglasses at night?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Did yeah.
You? No, you didn't.
What's
you
that?
You didn't have that one.
Corey Clark I had.
Yeah, not
who's Corey Clark?
Did I thought I had Corey Hart.
Who is,
no.
Who is Corey Clark? I gave that to you. Who is Corey Clark?
I have
Clark?
No idea.
Oh.
But it sounded right.
Kimberly's
well, I
father.
Assumed it wasn't an
well, so maybe I meant to say Corey Hart instead of Corey Clark.
Well, if some butts were candy and nuts. Hello, Yanni.
Corey Clark was the guy who was banging Paula from American Idol.
He didn't know that, though.
And somewhere it was in there. Why would I have said it then? Why would I have pulled that particular Corey out there?
I called you an ass because I thought that I was like being sucker punched
on
that.
But I wasn't setting you up. When I said Heim and Feldman, it was not to initiate the Corey game.
I don't mind. Here's my question to Buzz.
Yes.
This is a story we already had on the show.
He's in court today, and we have a lot more details than we had when the story first broke, and rather juicy details, I thought they were.
Okay. You know me. I'm just trying to look at a reason that I lost the Corey thing.
Right.
I guess it was because I was thinking, didn't we already have the story on? Meanwhile, Mike just says, because I threw out the challenge,
right,
and not thinking anybody was
but you do understand
up.
My use of the Coreys was the, like I would use, what is it with guys named Andrew? When I say that, I don't mean I want to play the Andrew game.
Lloyd Webber.
That is the first one I was going to say.
Jackson. Rice.
Card.
Andrew Card?
Chief of Staff in the White House.
Okay, smart guy. Still ahead.
Etchebaron.
No, because he's Andy Etchebaron. That'd be like me saying Andrew Griffith.
So then I couldn't use Dick.
Andy Dick? No, because he's not known as Andy Dick.
Dice Clay.
Ah.
Andrew Ridgely.
Oh.
From Wham.
Fag.
Wow.
Okay.
He's a fag.
He'd be a fag winner.
Front desk Andrew wouldn't count, because he's not a famous Andrew.
No.
All right, King of the Andrews.
Eh.
I wasn't giving it to you.
I thought you did.
Not really. I just didn't.
Did.
I wasn't. The wind was just taken out of my sails with a. You know what? With Buzz rehashing these old stories and all.
I'm sorry.
Toss out another name, Buzz.
Another name. Okay.
Are we going to do a legitimate? It's going to be a legitimate name game here.
You and I in the cage match.
Okay. I'm a little Tom Gavin right now.
So am I.
Okay.
My name is Fred.
Travelina.
Flanzer.
McMurray. Savage.
Rerun Barry. Grandy.
Thompson.
Flintstone.
Flanders.
No, it's Ned Flanders, not
no,
Fred
Ned
Flanders.
Johnson, right. What's the score?
Who's counting?
The Hammer Williamson.
Oh, God.
Right said Fred. Oh, time out, Mike.
What's happening?
Time out.
I mean, the clicking's distracting.
Time out.
The clicking is distracting me anyway.
OCD. Who said it?
You, Williamson.
Oh.
His goddamn name.
It's
click, click.
The word.
I believe if the rule is on the show, if the...
okay. King of the Williams, Mike.
Fred. Freds.
Fred.
You're king of the Freds. You won that one. I was... I was
Mertz!
That see there you go. See now why when you're I've already declared you king of the Freds, you had to throw that last one in. That's like the coup de grace.
Well, you're king of the Coreys.
Coreys, yeah. All right, I am.
And you?
Yeah.
Hi. What's next?
Your helium balloon is trying to kill you. That's our story when we return.
Ooh. How many weeks ago did we discuss that?
Two,
I'm
but
kidding.
I thought no one would know.
Kidding, Buzz.
No, it was actually 3 weeks ago.
You know, have we ever played against Buzz in the name game?
I don't think so. Not
have
directly,
no. Have you tried to
no.
play with Buzz? Okay, how about Buzz?
Rob, with a name? Throw a name out for the three of us?
Here we go. Come on, make it an easy one.
Sam.
Lipton.
Sam Huff. Let's go in order.
Okay, all right. Sam Huff, Lipton.
Donaldson.
Spade.
Elliot.
The Sham.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaoh's
yeah.
playing.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Cassell. Basketball player. Sam
Shepard. Luca. I don't know.
That doesn't count.
Luca.
Give you a moment.
All right. Is it, I'm trying to think of Shepard. Did somebody say Shepard?
Yes, I did.
Trying to think of an actor named Sam. Can't think of one.
How's it feel in the spotlight, Buzz?
It's fine.
How's it feel out here?
Are we, was that example or are we still playing?
I think we've just made an example.
I don't think there needs to be any victor today.
You like me, are you completely out of Sam's
line? I have one.
So do I.
Okay.
Not if, a really famous
right,
one,
I will, if you have mine.
Actually, I've got two.
Okay. Go ahead.
Source.
Mm-hmm. I have Kinnison.
Uh-huh. And I have the butcher.
Sam the butcher.
And I have the milkman.
Sam milkman.
And that is
Sam the milkman.
That is Guy Goes to the Runner, as far as I'm concerned.
It's kind of hard, isn't it? Not with the listeners. It's
don't
easier.
Forget, Rob.
Hold on. I know you didn't say it, but I know you're thinking it.
What?
Sambo.
Yeah.
Yes, there. Yes, of course.
His old
of course
favorite
he
restaurant.
Is.
His favorite restaurant.
I hear that one note again. There it is. Jesus.
Okay, what's next, bud?
You can never tell. Helium balloons trying to kill you.
Very good.
Okay. Thank you.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
It's
huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show. Your daily mental floss. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, listen, the pictures are up on the website, on DonandMikeWebsite.com. If you go to today's steaming log, you'll see Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
Yeah.
Dressed up as Satan. And former crazy off-the-wall employee, Stacy.
Was nice to see her today.
Oh, nice to see all of her today.
Yes, quite a bit of her today.
Nice to see those big, gigantic jugs.
They were mashed.
She said that the whole time she worked here, she was dying to come in and show them.
I had no idea. And I suppose that would have resulted in her being booted out of here if she came in and did that. But it was nice to finally see them. Who knew they were? Well, we always knew they were pretty good. Because she showed a lot of cleavage.
Yeah, we knew they were gigantic.
But there's just, there's something about seeing all of them.
We had no idea.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
Pencils. You know what I like about pencils?
Right.
What I like about a pencil is an eraser.
Yeah.
Make a mistake.
You know, like an old number two pencil?
Uh-huh.
Got a nice, big, pink eraser around the end of it.
Very nice.
Very big.
And I think you are dead on as far as the size.
And sometimes, if you held the pencil, you could take your thumb and your right forefinger,
mm-hmm.
and you could just kind of rub the
twirl it, really.
Twirl. Thank you, Buzz. Mm-hmm. You could actually twirl the little pinky eraser around.
You know, when I had time in study hall in school, I would actually pull the eraser out of the top of the metal part of the pencil, and just for fun, just for complete fun, I would stick it right in the middle of one of my Reese's peanut butter cups.
Used to nibble on them.
This bulletin just in. Tom Gavin is the best Satan since John Lovitz on Saturday Night Live.
I agree.
Thank you, Rob.
Very nice.
The results are in.
Satan?
Once again, on the 666 show, here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna. My tragedy in Lutz, Florida, where a couple of college kids thought it would be fun to climb inside an 8-foot helium balloon that had been advertising a condominium complex.
You should call it Putz, Florida.
They apparently forgot about the whole needing oxygen thing, and maybe no one heard their squeaky cries for help.
Now, why do you cover your mouth when you laugh at
because
that?
Because that is, there's, because
it's a tragedy, really.
It is a tragedy.
Oh, it's a tragedy.
But he did get me with squeaky cries for help.
Were our marauding Marines on meth? The wife of a Marine sergeant accused of offing civilians in Iraq tells Newsweek magazine that lack of discipline and drug and alcohol abuse may have been a factor.
Now, listen, Who knows, Buzz, but God knows that we've all seen enough war movies that by now we know that our guys have got to do what they've got to do to get by in those situations.
If you're over there, and you know, I'd love to speak to the guys. We've had a lot of guys on the show that people would call. You're over there. I mean, aren't you going to kind of grab anything you can get your hands on just to make yourself, you know, survive?
Quoting this Marine's wife, there were problems in Kilo Company with drugs, alcohol, you name it. It's more than possible, she says.
You know, if you're going out the next day and you're going to get blown up, I would say that, you know, maybe there are some drug and alcohol problems.
She says it's more than possible these guys were totally tweaked out on speed or something, end quote. In Time magazine, meanwhile, a reporter embedded with Kilo Company for 5 months says it was the most human company he'd encountered.
Me too. Come on, I want to play.
Hang on for him. Hey, this will be a funny idea. Let's crawl inside this balloon. God damn it. I can't breathe. Hey, Bob.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
What, Bob? Is there a chance that we should do the rest of the show with us? No. Wait until we go to the new place.
Buzz has it, too.
Yes, I have it, too. Now.
Does Rob have it, too? I don't.
Hi, Buzz.
Ow.
I got a mic.
No, hold on. Let me go. Let me just see. Just give it just a buzz.
Just a buzz?
Give it just a buzz. There you go. Hi, Buzz.
Do you want me to use my sexy voice?
Use your sexy voice. Go ahead. Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Who are you?
I'm sexy Buzz.
You know what? I am an idiot. I do really laugh at that.
Yeah. Do you like chicks, Buzz?
I love women.
What do you love? I'm treating you like Tom now.
That's right.
What do you love best about women?
Laughing.
Oh, Buzz, take us to break, please.
Don and Mike, go to break.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
I guess you got your answer, everybody.
Equally attractive to both sexes, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
The world is not ending today. It moves on. Buzz, I've got all of your buttons pressed.
How's that?
There you go.
I just had to plug in a good one.
That very good. And now once again, here's Guy Burnley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Finally, we go out on this auspicious day telling you that mortgage rates have just hit a four-year high of 6.66%.
Ooh.
Pat Robertson.
Scared kids.
Pat Robertson has been smited again, this time by the vitamin stores known as GNC. There were plans for GNC to sell Robertson's energy drink that he claims allows him to leg press 2,000 pounds, which is 665 pounds more than the current world record.
Evidently, it's his prostate milk.
Pat Robertson has been using TV time paid for by his donors to promote the beverage. I know it's a hard image to get rid of.
It's homemade.
Yeah. Gone.
Take a sip.
Despite the free advertising, GNC is bowing out of distributing Pat Robertson's energy drink.
Squeeze daily for you.
And
it comes from Pat Robertson's prostate.
They may be onto something because GNC isn't saying why. I blame Satan. And a man in Kiev, Russia, would probably still be with us if he just hadn't uttered those three deadly words.
What was that?
He climbed into the lion's enclosure at the Kiev Zoo all the way onto the island that's surrounded by thick concrete blocks. He took off his shoes and approached the lion. God, he announced, would protect him. Oh. And then the three words God doesn't like. If he exists. The man was immediately thrown to the ground by a lion, which then severed his carotid artery.
Yee.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Wow.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Happy day.
I think we got to go. Satan didn't take over?
No, not today. Didn't have his way.
For now, Joel Hollander still reigns. Reigns number one. He wears the crown.
Isn't that wonderful?
We got five. We'll see you tomorrow with the all-new episode, everybody. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom, with your real arms.
Good day.
Good day to you, sir.
I'll have to describe that tomorrow.
Yeah.
The one when I'm just looking at him, I'm not used to looking at him as
right.
Tom Gavin,
right.
Man with regular extremities. He's, you know, he's Tom.
Yeah, he's got him. You thought he had elfin arms, and he really doesn't.
No. Robbie.
Yes, you never ask about my arms.
They're lovely.
Come on.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.